Hello and welcome to the Bladed Tech Show. And now it's been a while, but we're here.
We are here, finally.
And that voice you just heard after 2 weeks, I know, it's been a while. But that is Chris Roberto. Say hi to the fans.
Hello, fans.
And first things first, I kind of want to address something Chris brought to my attention over Facebook Messenger. And yes, I know I sound a bit echoey. I'm in a different venue. I'm not in my sunroom. But at least you don't hear rain? Anyways, Chris brought it to my attention that some of you expressed, disappointment or something like that over the gap?
Yeah.
So I'm going to explain really quick why I couldn't. Last week, my friend was going off in, to the Navy Reserve. That's all I'll say. But he is no longer here, so that's why I couldn't record. I couldn't miss it. Alright, guys. So, I'm sorry I couldn't record last week, but that's a hard fact, is life happens.
It is what it is.
So, sorrowful stuff aside, yes, I do know I sound a little bit echoey, but this is our E3 2015 predictions show, which, by the way, if you have any wild predictions, you can send them to bladedtech@provengamer.com. And speaking of Proven Gamer, I am part of it. I write occasionally now that I have a job. I'm working on a lot of reviews, we'll get into that later, because the list is long on the review side, including Wolfenstein Old Blood, but we're not here to talk about games. I'm sorry dropping the ball, but anyways, this is our E3 2015 prediction show.
Lots of predictions.
Lots. So, how this is going to work, I explained this to Chris just a few moments ago, but actually, let's not go first. I'll have you go first.
Okay.
And I'm going to say one prediction I have for a certain show, and then he'll say what predictions he has for that show one at a time, and then I'll get the chance to respond. So,
okay.
To understand, that's like Bethesda Fallout 4. Just to give an example, and then he'd say Dishonored or whatever he has for that. And yes, I do have Fallout 4. That's
who doesn't at this point.
But anyways, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Chris, what do you have first on your list?
All right, so we're going with Bethesda.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start with Fallout 4. Although, you know what? No, we're not going to start with Fallout 4. Because I want to get into it with that one. We're going to start with what they've already said, which I didn't realize that they, at the time when I wrote this, that they were going to announce it beforehand. It's Doom. They're going to put Doom. And from what I remember seeing or hearing was that it's going to be the first thing we see. Which I think is okay. But I was expecting to see Doom. I wasn't expecting it to go first, if that's the rumor is true.
Is that what's actually happening?
That's what I remember seeing or hearing or reading somewhere, that Doom has been confirmed to be there, but it's going first.
And in what capacity do you think? Because we're not trying...
Oh, I think it's going to be video and gameplay.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And I've got a crazy prediction, so since you talked about Doom, I also have it on my list too, so that's why I'm saying this. But I think... crazy conspiracy thought, the beta releases that day.
That's a good thought.
Because
it's been over a year since Wolfenstein. And you got that beta code then.
Was it April last year? Or something like that?
I think it was May. May 20th sounds right to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'll look it up, but while you're doing that, I do think that the smart thing would be to have the beta, because if you, another one on my list is Fallout 4. And if you announce Fallout 4 and then you say, oh, by the way, Doom, the Doom beta is out just right now.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who, I think it was pre-order or was it just order?
I don't remember. I think it was pre-order. That sounds right to me, but it's been so long, I can't remember.
Right. So, it came out on May 20th, 2014 for PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and Microsoft Windows. Strange they didn't mention Mac or Linux, because those don't play games.
Yeah, good luck with that, guys.
Yeah, try playing Diablo 3 on PC. I ain't Mac. Just try that. Oof. Error 37 all around. But the game we were just talking about was New Order. If you're tuned out for a little bit, the New Order came out on May 20th. Relating to that, I did play Wolfenstein: The Old Blood, but we're not here to talk about video games we're playing. So, keeping with the Bethesda thing, just because you said Doom, I'm not counting this as my prediction.
Sure.
Because we were just talking about Doom, but yeah, the Doom beta releases that day. First one I have is Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
Enter subtitle there, because I think that's the popular thing. I don't think it's going to be called Fallout 4. I just say Fallout 4 in name only.
I think it will be called Fallout 4. I think for some reason that Bethesda is going to do like a... like with what they did with 3 in New Vegas, I think. I mean, I'm thinking not too far out, but maybe they may do what they did with New Vegas and just have another company, not upsetting Obsidian, though I wouldn't mind because I love New Vegas, does another one in a couple years like they did with New Vegas, and they'll be the numbered ones and they'll be the subtitled. I'm okay with that. That's what I think may happen.
Hmm.
Like I said, it's too far, you know, away for that, for anyone to know, but I wouldn't have a problem with that. And I think that Bethesda, for some reason, that's... To me, they want to be known as we're the numbers, and you can do the spinoffs.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And what I think they're going to show is just a demo, just
mm-hmm.
because you don't need a trailer for that game. You don't.
So there's going to be no trailer, just a demo.
If there is a trailer, it's going to be under a minute.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to do a stage demo, or do you think it's going to be just they've already recorded it, and here's however long we're going to show, and then there's a video of it, or are they going to do it on stage, live?
On stage.
Okay.
At this point, like with people thinking about like Assassin's Creed Unity,
mm-hmm.
where they pre-recorded all that stuff, and then it came out to be that the game was full of bugs, you need mm-hmm. to have an on-stage demo. Even if it is Fallout 4.
Even if it is a Fallout glitch game?
Yeah, like...
People expect it from Fallout, and I think we're okay with open-world glitches like that.
Well, but Fallout never had, like, faces melting off, but...
No, definitely. No, definitely not.
I mean, it's had, like, coloring glitches, like I experienced with New Vegas, but that was... an entirely different developer.
Yeah, Fallout's had game altering and crashing bugs, but they've never had your face not being there.
And as to the length of onstage demo, I think 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I do think they're going to have a very big presence of Fallout. If they do it like what you're saying, do you want to know what I think they should, what I hope they do as a cool little nod to fan type things?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay, here's what I want. I want them to go the whole show without talking about Fallout. Or, you know, because I love Fallout with all my heart, and I kind of want remasters of 3 in New Vegas for Xbox and PS4. So I kind of want them to do, like, you know, halfway through the show, we're all expecting it, we're thinking it's like a half hour into their hour show, and they have said nothing about Fallout. All of a sudden, they're like, okay, well, here's this game... You're all a pretty big fan of it. You know it's coming. And then they bust out a trailer for remasters of the two games. And then that's all they show. So, and then they go the rest of their show doing whatever they're going to do. And at the end, they just close it out and they leave. And then, like, 30 seconds later, whoever's up on stage for them comes back out and goes, holy crap, I completely forgot about this. Hold on one second, we got one more thing. And then there's a trailer for Fallout 4. A, you know, 2-minute trailer, however long it's going to be. Hopefully release date, whatever, and then they show that, and they're like, okay, well, thanks, everybody, and then they leave. Perfect world, they'd give a date that's close. The most perfect world, they'd be like, okay, it's coming out tomorrow. Enjoy.
Yeah, I have a firm belief that Fallout 4 is, if it is coming this year, I know that.
I can't imagine it's not.
Because somebody was, like, posting on the kind of funny, oh, I should have worn my shirt. I got a shirt, a kind of funny t-shirt. Anyways, but somebody was saying on there, I was like, there's no way Fallout 4 is coming in 2015. I'm like, how do you know that? Like,
I think I saw that. That guy was way out there.
Yeah, to fill you guys in, well, I already filled you guys in. He was like saying 2017. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I definitely saw that one. I think he said 2018, and that blew my mind because he was talking about like a 10-year cycle.
Yeah, he's like, 10-year cycle, even though Fallout 3, I think, came out only...
Fallout 3 came out in 2008, New Vegas came out in 2010.
2007?
No, Fallout 3 was 8.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I get that, those 3 years mixed up, 2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, too.
But I think October 2015?
Yeah, the Bethesda ones have always come out in October, so...
And I think, as far as what you're saying with the remasters, I don't think they will do that.
I don't think so either. I just want them to.
If they do that, I think it's going to be more as to what they did with the Elder Scrolls on PC, where they just package it. They don't up-res it or anything. Because they were, to give you some background information, dear listener, Bethesda, I think... a year or two ago, after Skyrim had came out, they released every single Fallout game on CD, including Fallout 1, Elder Scrolls 1,
Elder Scrolls, yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, with all the expansions, all the DLC, with a cloth map even, of all the regions you could explore for, I think, $60. I think that's what you do. Because Fallout 1 and 2 are already on Steam.
Well, they don't... I don't think they own anything before 3 anymore. I think they did it one time, and then they lost them back to Interplay. That thing was so muddied, I forget what happened. But I don't know if they own anything before 3 at this point.
From what I understand, and I'll have to do my research on this and talk about it on the next podcast we do, whenever that is... is that they own the Fallout franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So unless something major happens, because I know there's a Fallout Online that was supposed to be coming out, mm-hmm. which is why they actually made Pillars of Eternity, Obsidian.
I think Fallout Online was canceled, wasn't it?
Yeah, because of copyright.
Yeah.
Because Obsidian doesn't own the copyright anymore for any of their games. For any of the Fallout games, I should say. They own...
Obsidian or Bethesda?
Obsidian. They don't own the trademark anymore.
I didn't even know Obsidian owned any trademarks for Fallout.
They were the original publisher, I think. Anyways...
It was Interplay.
Oh, never mind. I think... Yeah. Anyways. Do your research before coming on a podcast. So... We talked about Fallout 4. We talked about Doom.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got for Bethesda?
I'm hoping that Prey 2 is not canceled. And they just said that because that version was canceled. And they wanted like a big reveal to happen of their new Prey 2.
Okay. So here is a shortened and condensed version of what I think about Prey 2 being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Bethesda is developing it. I think Human Head is still developing it, but they might kickstart it.
Well, possibly. I don't know if Kickstarter is right for them. Or, only because I don't think that fan base is as big as others to help kickstart.
Well, maybe not like a Kickstarter, but they're definitely working on a Prey 2.
I hope so. I loved the first Prey. Maybe that was just because it was 2006 and nothing was out on Xbox 360 at the time. But it was still a great game. I loved it at the time.
Well, I loved that Prey 2 demo. I looked into Prey, but I wasn't really interested until Prey 2 came out. Okay, that came out on E3 2011, I think.
Yeah, that Prey 2 thing was pretty, like, out there, and it looked really cool, but then they let us know that that wasn't happening, and then there was a new version of that, which was way different than that trailer thing that they showed. But from what people have had seen of that new version, it still looked pretty good, and then no one heard anything about it forever, and then they finally killed it, like, early this year or late last year.
Right, and, if you haven't seen the Prey 2 demo, look it up. It's basically, in the shortest description, Blade Runner the game.
Kinda, yeah. And if you played the original Prey, apparently it was supposed to take place, like kind of during that on, you know, a side story type thing. Because it basically started, you were the air marshal on that plane that went down that started off the original Prey, and then you got sucked into the alien world and pretty much became a bounty hunter.
Yeah, and as for the bounty hunter part, you could, like, decide who lived and died, and it'll affect what happened to the world.
Yeah, they had really huge ambitions for that game. I was so surprised that they had such a huge, you know, they took Prey, that was a moderate success that people really liked, and, like, decided, okay, this is going to be a gigantic thing for us. I was shocked. I was happy, but I was just shocked that they went into such detail with it.
Right. And, yeah, seriously, go watch the demo. Seriously.
But don't get your hopes up, because if you do, you might be very disappointed.
Well, even if that doesn't come out, you still got Cyberpunk 2077 coming out sometime.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't interest me.
Oh, okay, fine.
Well, I mean, it may interest you, that's perfectly fine. It's just I'm not really into Cyberpunk that much.
And you say that, and I'm looking at my copy of The Martian that I picked up from the library. Like, my microphone is literally sitting on my copy of The Martian right now.
I'll eventually read that. That's on my list.
It's like 7:13 on Google Play. What you doing? Anyways.
I'm reading 50 other books.
Oh, playing Lego Marvel, right.
That's right.
This is a small turkey, so we won't talk a lot about it, I don't think. Elder Scrolls Online Tamriel Unlimited. They will mention it.
Oh, of course. They're
because it launches on the same day that they have a press conference. I think.
I don't know if it's the same day. It might be. I can't remember. I haven't been paying too much attention to it, but it's coming out very close to it, at least.
Yeah, because it's coming on June 9th.
Mm-hmm. And okay, yeah, so like a week before.
Yeah, the Bethesda showcase is the 14th, so 6 days before. And if you're interested, it's actually out for pre-order on, I don't know about PlayStation 4, but it's definitely out for pre-order on Xbox One.
Yeah, because Xbox has a lot of those pre-orders that randomly just pop up.
You know what else I would wish would randomly pop up? The pre-order for Arkham Knight. Where is that? Anyways, that's for...
That's not up? I don't...
That's not up.
Wow.
It's up on Steam, PlayStation Network. It's up everywhere.
That's where I saw it. PlayStation Network, that's where I saw it. I saw it yesterday. I was on PlayStation yesterday.
Just give it to me. Give it... I know it's still a month out, but so is,
I mean, they've had games up for, like, 6+ months up on Xbox Store randomly. I mean, Mortal Kombat was up for pre-order months before. I think they have Call of Duty up for pre-order.
Mortal Kombat X, I think, came out, they pre-orders released for that in January.
Yeah, for a few months before, and Call of Duty went up last month.
But anyways, I actually do have an article I'm writing about that. Like, it's entitled Understanding PC versus Console, and I think it goes up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you should read all my articles.
Go read it.
Go read it. You can't read it right now. But, well, actually, if you're...
Well, you could. You could pause this and go read the article.
Go pause it. Come back. Yeah. Read the 2-page article.
It's getting more context for what you got.
Yeah. And it'll probably... This will probably go live on Monday, so...
There you go.
Yeah, so I think Elder Scrolls Online, you see gameplay, you just see a trailer for that. Because you don't want to give that any more attention than it needs.
I think they're going to give too much attention to it, to be honest. I'm afraid of that. I don't think they should give... I think a trailer is exactly what you mean, what you said, what you're right about. I think they need to just do a trailer, mention it, move on. But I think they're going to give way too much time for it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think, like I said, it's a small turkey. I'm not giving too much attention. I'm not pre-ordering it. I'm not buying it. I'm not even touching that thing with a 100-mile yardstick. If that's the correct phrasing. But then up next I have... Oh, wait. No, you go.
Well, I don't really have too much for Bethesda, but I hope they... I know The Evil Within only came out last year, but it was one of my favorite games of last year. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Well, there's a DLC coming out next week.
Right, there's DLC that comes out on the 26th, which finishes up their season pass. So, with that said, I'm kind of hoping they either, at least talk about it. I want to know what sales figures were like. I want to know if they're excited about this series, because I am. I loved it. The DLC was good. I still haven't played the final Kidman one. I really need to get on that. I've been slacking on that. But I love the first one. I can't wait to play The Executioner. It's very different type of game than your base game. I hope they at least mention it. I kind of want to know how excited they are for that series. I want to know what their mindset is. Whether there be more content they add in for that game, which I think would kind of be smart to have people continue to keep it, not trade it in, and to keep the hype going. But I also kind of want to know if there's a sequel, if they have an idea, if they're moving forward. I just want something to be mentioned positively about Evil Within.
Right, and I'm actually looking up... it did pretty well, at least in the UK. I don't know about here, but it was the third...
I don't know anything about it.
It was the third best-selling game of October last year.
Well, that's good for UK.
Well, even here, too.
Oh, here too?
Yeah.
What was it? What was number one? Was it Alien?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It just Wikipedia.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Like I had a site I look at, but I can't remember the name of it.
That's all right.
I think it's like GameIndustry.biz or something. No, not it. Anyways, I am very interested in Evil Within. I've been monitoring sales of that very, very closely because. Love the concept of the game, but not worth $30 to me.
Oh, it was worth $60 to me.
I know, but it was that thing we were talking about with Wolfenstein, that you could get a bundle on Xbox for, I think, $60 or something. $45.
They had it for $25.
Well, if you already owned one of the games.
Really?
Like, since I own... Well, since I'm going... Like, say, you own New Order, right? Or Old Blood?
I own the Old Blood. Okay, so that's why it was $25 when I looked at the bundle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like, but,
I gotcha.
But the catch is, you have to have it digitally. You can't have it physical. It only applies a discount if you have it digitally.
That makes sense, then.
Which, you can buy the Old Blood physically. I don't know about PS3 or Xbox 360 on that front, but... And I'm not gonna take the time to fact check it.
You can't buy Old Blood physically. Not in America.
I saw it on the Bethesda store. You could buy...
You're talking about the Old Blood or New Order?
Old Blood.
Old Blood isn't physical in America. It is in Europe.
Maybe that's what it was. But I saw it for... I was looking at merch on Bethesda because I was like, maybe they have fought for merch already. Here's hoping. A big one I have on here is Dishonored 2. Darkness of Tibia announced with, and this is a bundle thing, Dishonored Remastered.
That's interesting, the bundle part.
Because I the reason I didn't say it for Fallout is because, one, that's a big game, and two, it doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. And but with Dishonored, no matter how many times you, because it was free with Games with Gold, PlayStation Plus, it's been on sale frequently for like $5. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it's even on sale right now. I can't confirm that, but I think it is. Mm-hmm. So that therefore it is. But actually, let's check Steam. Let's figure this out. But I really do think Dishonored Remastered is on the way.
I do as well.
It's $20 right now for the normal version, and it will come with all DLC with the remaster, because otherwise you're just selling a stupid product.
Yeah, you kind of have to. I feel like if you don't, you're really shitting on the audience.
And I think that's about a 20. I would sell it for 20, but I think they might sell it for 40.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the, like, the DLC, you know, mm-hmm. factoring in DLC. And I think that releases a month before Dishonored 2 Darkness of Tibia, which I don't think they'll show a gameplay trailer, but I don't think they'll make time for a gameplay demo on stage.
Do we know how long this conference is? Is it an hour?
I don't. I think it's an hour and 30 minutes, but I can't confirm that. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm relying on the hour and 30 format, because that's what most people do. That's what Ubisoft does. That's what EA does. That's what Sony does. That's what Microsoft does. But there are some on here that are like 3 hours.
I think Nintendo's only going to be an hour.
Yeah. Oh, is it really? Damn.
I think so.
That
sounds right to me.
Anyways, we really need a fact checker on this. 8:30 to 10 p.m. is what I've got here.
Okay, good.
Well, my time. That's my time.
Yeah, I think it starts at 9:30 my time.
Okay, so convert that into whatever. Like, just look up Bethesda. There's actually a handy infographic for E3 schedule.
Yeah, I mean, Major Nelson has given one out too, so if you follow him, you should easily have one.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a giveaway on Bethesda tickets. Anyways, I kind of bundled those up because you can't have Dishonored Remastered without Dishonored 2 Darkness of Tibia, which I fully believe that's what the name is.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where do you get that? Because I played about 8 minutes of Dishonored. I've owned it like 3 times. I just, for some reason, I just couldn't do it, get into it.
Somebody published a screen around this time last year, because I think they knew something they didn't... They weren't supposed to say it like that.
Yeah.
That Microsoft infographic for E3 2014, and the Nintendo sheet from last year, which I think we'll start getting more and more of next mm-hmm. month. But they showed a like logo screen of Dishonored 2: Darkness of Tibia, so that's where I get that logo screen. And
that makes sense.
And if you don't, know what I'm talking about, just look up Dishonored 2 Darkness of Tibia.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it with all these search engines. If you got those Bings out there, you'll be able to go.
Cringe. So, what else you got, other than what you've already said?
For Bethesda?
Nothing.
I mean, I just think they're going to announce something we don't know about. I don't know what it could possibly be. That's the thing.
Funny you say that, because I've got a couple of titles in here.
There you go.
To
close it out.
Suit your retro fancy. Quake reboot.
Mm.
Big old trailer, 2-3 minutes. Possibly gameplay, possibly not. I wouldn't show gameplay this early, but so Deus Ex is showing game, at least the CGI trailer. Like, do that.
Imagine if they put out, you know, the they talk about the Quake reboot or whatever, and then they're like, okay, well, you'll get a beta invite when you buy Doom. And then 8 years later, you'll be able to play the beta.
Yeah, I don't think Quake would be coming out anytime soon. Oh, no. And speaking of release dates, I don't think Dishonored 2 comes out anytime soon.
I don't think so either. I think they'll let Fallout eat up their sales. I mean, that'll help them. I don't think they need to throw Dishonored in there.
Right. I think maybe next year. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then with Quake, I think 2016.
That, yeah, I mean, if, depends on what they're going to do with it. If they're going to completely redo it, I think, yeah, 2017.
Honestly, I think it all depends on Doom.
That as well. Yeah, because they don't cannibalize each other, but they very much could. Depends on what Doom is. That's the thing. I don't know what Doom's going to be.
Oh, Doom's going to be like Wolfenstein.
I pray that's exactly what they're going to do. But I'm dead nervous that it's going to be multiplayer only.
Which, just to derail this talk a little bit, I did get to a nightmare level in Wolfenstein, the old blood.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
It is confusing as all daylight.
Yep.
Because it's a 3D level that was meant for, like, 1998.
So, 98? You're giving it way too much credit. 1992?
Oh, was it 92?
I think Wolfenstein was, like, the first ever first-person shooter.
Oof.
Or was that Doom? It was one of those two. It was, like, the first ever first-person shooter. And that's what those games were, man.
Yeah, but...
Back in my youth.
Like, you look up and you just see gray. Because...
Did you like going through that, though, to see what it came from?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of...
I like those levels. Those levels are nice.
It's kind of weird seeing high-res textures in a low-res...
Oh, completely. Absolutely.
Like, when you can lean around corners and...
And everything spins around if you get too close to it.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, if you get close to, like, the bodies or like, a plant or something or a barrel, it'll start to spin around.
You're talking about the sprites?
Yeah, the sprites.
Yeah, because how they render it is Wolfenstein... Like the old people,
yeah,
like the old game is rendered in 2D, but like the environments are rendered in 3D, but like things like barrels and people are rendered in 2D. So
yeah,
you'll move around and you could see like flat Stanley kind of thing. Yeah,
if you don't know what it is, do a YouTube search, look up, you know, a nightmare level from New Order or Old Blood,
By the way, they're really hard to find.
Yeah, they're not too easy. Some of them are pretty difficult. I only found a few of them.
I can't
go back.
Like, I missed one in the prison sequence, but... And it is really good. Review coming soon.
Yeah, that's a very nice change of pace. That you randomly find that.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's a nice 10-minute diversion.
I turned around, like, because I dropped down a hole, and I thought I needed to sleep. So I pressed X, and then he's like, nightmare.
Yep, that's exactly how I found it. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't realize it was going to be in the game. I forgot that they were in that it was in the first one.
Oh, was it in New Order?
It's in New Order, but it's only like in one or two spots. This one has one every level.
Yeah, and there's I think 11 levels.
Something like that. I think
there's eight
levels.
Well, there's
in a prologue.
Well, there's eight chapters and then three things before chapter one.
Okay.
So, that's what the select screen tells me, at least. Then I just have the general old unannounced titles here for Bethesda. Because I think they're going for the throat with new IP.
I think they might, yeah. I think they're going all in on this. This is their first time they're doing this conference. I think it's kind of pointless to do one unless you have firepower.
Right, because I think they have a... PC game coming out called Battle Cry? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're going to buy up something.
Possible.
So that's the wrap-up of Bethesda talk. Kind of tame there. Mm-hmm. But really, I think Fallout 4 and Doom are going to be the big ones.
Yes.
Dishonored 2, it's... I hate to say it, but it's going to be niche. Like,
completely agree.
Because it's... It appeals to people who really like stealth games.
Mm-hmm.
Like Thief. It basically is Thief.
It's Thief with superpowers.
So what do you get next on your list? Square Enix? Microsoft? Sony?
Well, we can do Square if you want. I don't have anything really for Square other than the normal stuff. Because I think they're going to be pretty tame.
Ooh, okay, I've got a lot here.
Okay, yeah, let's do that, because I think Square is going to be very tame.
All right, so what's your first here?
Though you can kind of tie this in with... Because it depends on what... depends on what Sony's doing, and that's the thing. Remember, I think it was Yeah, it was at PlayStation Experience. They had the Final Fantasy 70s. You know, it's coming to PlayStation 4, and everyone thought it was going to be their remake, and it was just the PC version put on PS4 with trophies. Well, that one, it depends. This could also go into Sony. It really depends on if that's going to be at Sony's conference. I don't think it will be, but since Sony's going first, who knows? But I think they're going to talk more about that, because I thought it was supposed to come out in spring.
Okay.
We've heard nothing about it since.
Well, it's come to my knowledge, and this is not any inside track info.
Mm-hmm.
This is just from my experience. But anytime somebody ever says spring, what they really mean is fall.
That's possible. I mean, but it kind of sucks, though, because it was December, and they sucked the air out of that room, and the internet, and the world, with that Final Fantasy VII reveal, and then, it's just the PC one that came out 3 years ago, and we're just going to put trophies in it for PlayStation 4.
Right.
So, I'm hoping that, taking Sony out of it, they're going to show it at theirs, and talk more about it. Maybe Microsoft came in, this is my over-the-top, you know, out-of-nowhere suggestion, just thinking about it. Maybe Microsoft came in and said, hey, can we possibly get this on our system too? Here's some money. But since Final Fantasy is, especially 7, is so synonymous with Sony, maybe they won't ever do that, which is fine, I guess. But I hope they give some information on that. Maybe that's, and this is going to be a running theme with me because I don't know what it's going to be, but I know there's going to be something where they go, okay, guys, you can go download it in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, not now?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when the show's over. Whenever they end the show, you can download it when the show's over.
Oh, okay. Because it entwined. Because
we all know PSN, that shit doesn't get updated until, like, any time randomly in the afternoon on Tuesday, and that's when their conference is. So technically, unless Sony decides to change their policies, you won't be able to download it once the show's over. It'll be later on today.
It'll be at midnight.
Yeah, it'll Wednesday. Be, you know, hopefully it's very, you know, the store gets updated before 8 p.m. and you have to go to bed for work the next day.
Oh, I know that struggle.
Yeah.
Because
so that's a thing, and I hope it's no more than $20. I mean, to be honest, it should be $10, but I hope it's no more than $20.
We all know how Square is with pricing, and it's
completely
fun.
Agree.
And it's funny you mentioned Final Fantasy VII. I have it on here.
Okay, what do you got for it?
So what I got is not a specific release date, but I've got one. They're going to announce a release date. I think not June, probably July.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like next month. Download it for. Knowing Square, probably $30.
Yeah, that's going to be so shitty. And you know what? People are going to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's Final Fantasy VII. It's like I hear is one of the greatest Final Fantasies.
It definitely opened America's eyes up, but and it certainly was a part of my... It was certainly, you know, freshman and sophomore year of high school for me, hardcore. But, I mean, you can't... They rely too much on that name now.
So, just going off of what I see in the Google Play Store,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be about $16.
It's going to be fucking expensive. I can guarantee it.
Because
they're going to leverage the PS4 pricing.
Yeah.
Way overpriced.
Yeah, because Final Fantasy VI on Android is like, which is what I have, $16.
Yeah, there's...
But, yeah, I more like opening their wallets. But mm-hmm. Anyways, late joke, I know. And more Final Fantasy news, since that technically didn't count because we were talking about the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy 14 Heaven's Ward. They're gonna show a lot. Probably gameplay.
Probably.
If they haven't shown it on Twitch or something.
I think even if they do show it on, if they've been showing it on Twitch, they're gonna show a shit ton of it anyway.
Oh yeah, they're gonna at least mention it. I think it's coming out this month?
It's coming out very soon. I don't know if it's May or June, but it's coming out very soon. And, I mean, you gotta think, even if they're showing a lot of it on Twitch, you gotta remember Twitch is still a very niche audience. E3 is worldwide, so they're definitely gonna wanna get that out into people's eyes.
Alright, so according to Square Enix's store, which apparently you can buy the collector's edition on PC for $130.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
I hope you get a lifetime membership for that price.
Oh, you want to know what you get?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
You get like a mount figure. Which it actually looks pretty cool. It's like highly detailed. Like the stuff that Bethesda does for their store. Mm-hmm. You get an art book called The Art of Eorzea. Then you get an additional content disc, Eorzea in Motion, A Realm Revisited. You get an exclusive Flying Griffin mount, Dark Knight Sissel theme, Baron Helm, Wind-Up Kane, and a mysterious potion called Fantasia, which allows you to edit your appearance. And it comes out on June 23rd. So, I think that's like a week after their conference.
A little over, yeah.
It is exactly a week after.
I don't know if that's worth $130, but, you know.
Well, but it's
I guess it really depends on how detailed the,
You cut out on me.
I'm sorry. I think it depends on how, like, hardcore, expertly crafted that figure is.
It looks pretty detailed, like the Batman statue that's coming with that, which, by the way, that's a... Why should I have to choose between the Batmobile and Batman?
Yeah.
Because both of them look pretty cool. Like, the Batmobile's a little bit more detailed because you have to, like, do machining on it. Anyways, technical stuff. Collector's editions. So what... Is that all you have for Square Enix?
Yeah, I mean, I just think they're going to talk too much about Final Fantasy, and, I mean, I don't know why they have... Unless they have something we don't know about, and that's the thing. What is Square going to talk about? I have no idea. I had no expectations of it. They were ever going to have their show, and then randomly they're just like, okay, we're going to have a show, it's going to be on exact same time as Nintendo. And then they finally backed down and moved it.
You should see... Listeners, you should see my face when he said that. When he said, what are they going to announce? Ooh, Doctor.
I don't know. What the hell does Square have? That they've been sitting on the same shit forever. What the hell could they possibly blow my mind with?
I've got one.
I hope you do, because I don't think Square does.
Hitman 6.
See, that's not blowing my mind, though. Do you really want to spend a conference talking about Hitman?
Okay.
I don't mean to slight you. I'm talking about Square. Like, are you really gonna blow our minds with Hitman 6?
So let me go into a little bit of detail,
or whatever the hell it's called,
before I move on to the next thing that'll blow your mind. Hopefully that'll blow your mind. It blows my mind.
As long as someone's mind's getting blown.
I think Hitman 6 is open world.
Okay.
Which. I know I don't talk about gameplay much, but Hitman needs to be open world. It's time. Plus, Legend of Zelda, I think, is going to go open world. But we're not talking about that because it's not at E3. What are you doing, Nintendo?
Oh, we'll get into that with Nintendo. I'll do that right now.
Yeah, we will hammer that until it's done. Anyways, hammer time. But Hitman 6 open world, I really love the Absolution. It's probably gonna be like $60. I'm fine with that. It's gonna have a Hitman statue and coming out next year.
That's interesting.
Now to the next, which it will have a trailer. It probably won't have gameplay in it. Well, yeah, it will.
It might have fake gameplay.
Yeah, like, at least some type of representative, like Deus Ex had.
Right.
Which we'll talk about after the thing that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Legacy of Kain.
That's interesting.
Reboot. Or, like, a new thing.
I think they're going to reboot it if they do anything, because that's so far gone, I don't think that audience is still there. But, that's very interesting.
This is their Fallout. This is their bombshell. This is their one more thing. This is what could potentially bomb Fallout 4. Mm-hmm. This is the end all. This is the nuclear bomb if you drop it. This is the craziest of crazy E3 predictions. Reboot, PS4, Xbox One, Vita. or whatever handheld at the time, 3DS, PC, everything. Put it on everything except for PS3 and 360. That yes, don't do that. Don't put it on PS3 or 360. We're looking at Wolfenstein and just that looks a little. It looks a little bad.
Well, that was last year. You kind of have to.
Well, I'm even talking about Old Blood.
Old Blood's only on Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, really? Yeah. And it still looks like that? Okay.
I think it looks good.
It looks good, but some of the... You got craggies. Like, some polygons that look not so detailed. Anyways, Polygon. Go read them. Which, by the way, I've actually been reading them a lot lately. Which, by the way, you don't have a mobile app? What are you doing with your life, Polygon?
Yeah, a lot of things don't have mobile apps, I've been noticing lately.
Yeah, kind of funny, just got their mobile app, and it's not even on an iPad. You have to download the iPhone version. Anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Kind of Funny cast. No. Kind of Funny Games cast. No. But, I talked about Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. We're gonna see gameplay.
Yep.
Possibly a release date. Possibly. And if we do get a release date, I don't think it's coming out till way in the future.
I think they're going to announce a release date. I think it's going to be like, I don't know, spring, summer of 16, and then they're going to push it.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
Brain can't process things.
Oh, you think it's going to come out this year?
No, I'm not thinking it's coming out this year. I don't think it's even coming out in 2016.
Neither do I. That's my point. I think they know it's not coming out in 2016, but they're going to tell you it's coming out in 2016. Just so close to that date, they're going to push it back.
Like that Batman Arkham Knight? Seriously, though.
Kind of exactly like that. Like, they know it's not coming out in 2016, but you need to think it is, so that when they, you know, a month before it's supposed to go gold or whatever, they come out and say, okay, well, it's not up to what we want it to be. We're going to make it so much better. We're going to push it to this date. So it makes it seem like they're doing that, they're making it better when they thought it was already good, when in fact they already know they need more time, but for the financials they need to save it for this time.
Yeah, that Batman Arkham Knight delay had me sour, though.
Yeah, but you're still getting the game, right?
Oh, I'm getting
right. So it didn't sour you. It didn't sour you enough to not want the game.
Oh no! It just like
it made you get hyped even more because you had to wait longer.
And well, let's talk about delays for just a minute. Just a minute. Two games I really love, Project Cars and Batman Arkham Knight, were delayed multiple times. So let's go to the Batman Arkham Knight. So it got announced for October 2014. It didn't come out in October 2014. Then they said, I think June 2015. Mm-hmm. And then they said June 23rd, 2015.
Yeah, it was like the 2nd, and then they moved it back a few weeks.
No, it was the 9th.
Alright, one of those.
Because I had to go in my Google calendar and weepily change it. That was, the first delay was fine for me. October to June, because I was like, alright, that's a legitimate delay. But the second delay was like, really? Really?
Yeah, that I don't understand what they're delaying that for. Maybe they're gonna do something in E3 for it. Who the fuck knows, but it was very weird. What does that delay do for you? Nothing.
I think maybe it was because of dual play, and I heard, now this is just on their site, but I think they switched engines at one point. And that's why it didn't come out in October. I don't know about the June.
That might be true, but what about the June? That time period does nothing for you. I don't know what does that do?
That might be either marketing or dual right. play.
Well, I think it's the marketing, but I also think maybe they knew that they weren't going to get their day one DLC done in time.
Do they have day one DLC?
Don't they?
I know they have pre-order DLC.
Alright, well, maybe they wouldn't have that done in time.
Oh. Well, that actually makes sense. Like,
because that's technically day one DLC.
Yeah, I guess so. But, like, anyway, let's be honest. People are ordering Batman Arkham Knight by gangbusters.
Oh, completely. And that's why I think their delay doesn't mean shit. I mean, like, in the fact that, oh, I'm definitely not getting it, no.
Well, I very much had that attitude of, oh, I'm not getting it now with Project Cars.
Well, that's what I mean. With that, sure, that completely. But with Batman, that doesn't hurt them at all.
Right.
Project Cars, that thing was delayed about 1,500 times.
Yeah, and it's funny because I talk so much...
so much shit about it.
And yeah.
And then you just got shot.
Yeah, I got shot. Because I pulled the trigger on it. I was like, you know what? Why not?
You shot yourself.
Yeah. Self-inflicted wounds by Aisha Tyler. Buy it in stores now. No, seriously, that actually is a really good book. You should read it. That's, like, no joke. Yeah, but getting back on topic to what the show is actually about. E3.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. So I have some stuff in here that are just mentions, like Triad Wars, Star Ocean, Integrity and Faithlessness.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a mention because that just got revealed.
Yeah, again, why don't you wait for E3 for that if you have a conference? I mean, why reveal it a month before?
Because you gotta get that Twitter hype. You gotta get that Twitter hype.
But that Twitter hype doesn't do anything for you a month before E3. It's not coming out next month.
I almost thought I was on the Vergecast. I almost said hype check. If you don't know, there is an associate editor on the Vergecast that says the words hype check, and he checks the hype. He's like, is the hype worth it? Maybe. But let's be honest, we hype a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Triad Wars, Star Ocean, Kingdom Hearts 3, maybe a trailer. I think
they're going to do very little for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, there's not much you can really do for that. Heroes in General, Nosgoth. Heroes in General and Nosgoth I already own, so that's not of much interest to me. Like, I'm interested in the game, but I'd rather play it than see it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dragon Quest Heroes. I think that's coming out in Japan. I think, honestly, that's coming to the U.S. sooner.
That's coming here, definitely.
And then new IP. Definitely, new IP.
That's what I mean. They have to have something that we don't know about.
You will hear those two words pretty often here, at least for me.
Because, you'll hear it from me, too, because you have to.
It's going to be a year of new IP. That's,
has to be, yeah.
It's completely. Just market research shows.
Yeah, the third year, you have to have new IP.
Yeah, no, yeah, seriously. Is that a Fallout cover on your iPad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you can't see, he is like a That's All Folks Vault Boy on cover for his iPad.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty cool. I might consider getting that if it comes in an iPad mini size.
It's one of those Chinese knockoffs. You have to find it.
Oh, okay. I'm good, thanks. Yeah. So what else do you got for like Microsoft next or Sony?
We can go Microsoft next.
Okay, so I'll go first since I probably have a lot more to say. Windows 10 on Xbox, they're going to demo it, if not announce a release date for it.
I think they got to do at least one of those things.
Yeah, like...
I think they're going to do both those things, to be honest.
Well, yeah. Because Windows 10 is rumored for July.
Yes, and now with that in mind, what do you think the release date's going to be? Because do you think it's going to be the same day?
No.
Because I don't. I think they're going to...
Maybe a month later.
I think it's going to be even more than a month.
Like 2 months? 3 months?
I think it's going to be fall.
Oof. Well, it's September, so yeah.
I think it's going to... Yeah, I think it's going to be right before... What is... Halo is...
September.
September. 20? Is it in the 20s or is it early in the month?
Hold on.
I think it's 20s sound right to me.
Let's check. I think it's October, maybe.
Is it?
Halo 5 Guardians, October 27th.
Okay. So I think they're going to put it out, or they're going to aim to put it out a month or a couple weeks before Halo.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's definitely going to be on Windows 10.
Yeah.
Because what other... Well... I have some other games in here that might tickle some people's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, what do you got?
Okay, well, I'll go into this that I strongly believe, and I could be completely wrong, but I strongly believe that Tomb Raider will not be coming out in 2015.
Oh, I actually had that on Square Enix. They're going to show that rather at Microsoft.
Right, and that's why I think they're definitely showing that at Microsoft. Now, I completely don't believe it.
Go
ahead.
I'm saying Rise of the Tomb Raider only shows up at Square Enix's conference.
Oh, really? I think it's only going to show up at Microsoft's conference.
Well, if it does, it's only a passing mention because you risk cross-pollution at that
point.
Right,
well, that's what I mean. I think it's going to be only mentioned at Square. I think it's going to be prominent at Microsoft. Because it's a Microsoft property at this point.
Well, and somebody even...
And they're coming out before Square's.
And somebody even posted something where it's like...
Oh, that's nonsense. That thing was nonsense.
Where
that's been going
somebody
around.
Said that it's not timed, it's just an exclusive.
Yeah, I tried to explain how that may or may not be true, but no one even listened to me, so...
No.
I can get into that here if you want, but...
I don't think it is just an Xbox exclusive either, because you're tying your hands behind your back if you're doing that.
Not necessarily. It depends on what Microsoft gave Square, but here's the thing. Here's why I'll go into everything, try to be brief with it. I think because they're trying to put out Tomb Raider to tie in, and they were pretty transparent with it. It's because they want Uncharted on their system, and they're never going to get it. So they went to, you know, Square and said, listen, this is like Uncharted. Can we get this to combat it? And they were going to come out around the same time. Sony gets Uncharted. You want an Uncharted experience on Xbox, and you only have an Xbox, you're going to get Tomb Raider. Great. Well, Sony delays Uncharted last year, correct? Or was it early this year? Whatever it was.
It was early this year.
Right. So Microsoft now sees that they're helping pay for this game, put more money into the tank, put it into further production, have it come out. I think you benefit having it come out alongside Uncharted rather than having it come out, you know, 6 months before. You've lost your momentum going into Uncharted. And I think that's why it's going to get delayed to whenever Uncharted comes out.
So here is what I have as of March 2015 as far as install base.
Mm-hmm.
12.46 million of people have an Xbox One. Now on the PS3 side, it's 22.3 million.
PS4,
yeah.
Yeah.
And this is just as of March. I can't find anything for May.
It's apparently Xbox One April.
Apparently. Here's one from PC Mag. Okay.
At least in the US.
Adults sold in April, so. Also Xbox One in April, so no, I don't want to see your stupid links. Anyways, PC Mag is a mess. But anyways, so you're going with Rise of the Tomb Raider being mentioned and timed exclusive.
I think it's gonna be more than mentioned at Microsoft's conference because they're paying for it. They have to show it. I mean, they need to do more than just show a trailer and mention it. Because it's been a year. You showed a trailer and mentioned last year. You got to show something more of it now.
But to be fair, The Division keeps showing trailers and people seem more than content to play that game.
Yeah, but The Division's Ubisoft. They don't. Microsoft can't.
Ubisoft.
Microsoft can't fuck around with shit. They have to be on point with it. They're the console. They need to wow you. They can't. Well, it's coming out. You'll love it.
I got a little song to sing.
Yeah, so I mean, with
Ubisoft, why you gotta hit me in my heart so soft?
With Tomb Raider, as far as that goes, that's what I think is happening. With that whole exclusive thing, we still apparently don't know if it's timed or not. They're saying it's timed. Someone came out with their Australian Xbox thing saying it's not timed. It's going to be Xbox One exclusive. If you break down that picture that they showed, first of all, it was misrepresented in everything that people were talking about. It said it was updated that day. It was updated in January on the 14th. It's Xbox Australia, first of all. The picture that they were showing, that Link was talking about, which, again, what everyone's throwing around there is only showing the comment. They're not showing the picture. The picture is showing Xbox exclusives for the consoles. And it's talking about exclusives being exclusive to the console.
Oh.
And that there could be PC ports to it.
Are you talking about that little social media image that went out?
Yes.
That Major Nelson made?
I don't think it was Major Nelson. It was the Australian Xbox Facebook page. But
yeah,
that
because
whole thing was, if you look at it, even if they're saying it's exclusive to Xbox One, which they could be talking about, even if it's exclusive to the Xbox ecosystem, for all we know, in Australia, because again, we're in the U.S., it may literally be only exclusive to Xbox in Australia, but come out elsewhere on PS4 down the line. It doesn't necessarily mean just because Australia is saying it's exclusive that it can't come out on something else everywhere else. Different countries have different deals, as far as exactly what we were just talking about with Wolfenstein. It's only digital in America, but it's coming out on PS4, and I think maybe Xbox One, I'm not sure, on physical.
Right.
Europe, so
yeah, we don't mean to harp on Rise of the Tomb Raider, but it's,
well, I do.
Oh, okay. The poop was thrown.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking shit about it. I love Tomb Raider. I can't wait for that game. And you know what? I do want it to come out this year, but I am perfectly okay with them delaying it. And I want them to delay it. I want them to go up against Uncharted, because I think it's pointless to have it come out in November and then Uncharted comes out in, you know,
Steel
whenever.
Souls.
Right, you're losing money on that, because what happens if that, you know, and that's the thing too, we don't know what the deal is. We have no idea, and they'll never tell us. So,
right,
for all we know, the deal is for a certain amount of time. Maybe they have to get it out for this, because 6 months after this, it goes to anything else, and they have the ability to make it for PS4. We have no idea, but basing it off just thinking of what we know, and that it's a timed exclusive for when it releases, I think they have to put it out when Uncharted comes out. Because let's say, you know, it comes out in November, and Uncharted comes out 6 months down the line.
Okay.
Or, you know, sometime in 2016, which it will.
April, probably.
Well, yeah, let's say April, okay? So what happens then, your game came out in November. You're not combating Uncharted now.
Right.
You've got your sales for it.
Well,
we saw how Square was with Tomb Raider, the reboot. It sold 3 million copies in the first month, and they were like, this is bullshit. We expected it to sell at least double that. Are you fucking kidding me? 3 million in 1 month, and you said it was a huge disappointment?
Okay. Calm down. But I have one final thing to add when we're talking about Tomb Raider.
Okay.
That might provide another angle. As somebody who plays on multiple systems. So you guys know that at Xbox program, you've got Wasteland, which, by the way, follow it at Xbox.com, because they have been putting up consistent things of what games are coming out which week, and they do Twitch streams, so it's really great. But on that front, people are saying a game like Massive Chalice is coming out in June. For games with gold. Now that game's already on PC. I play PC. Which one am I gonna go for?
And
I'll talk about this more in my article, but when it comes to PC versus console, it's like, okay, which game's gonna be on sale first? Because with the Xbox sale, the least they get it down to is like $5. First of all, that's pathetic. Second of all, catch up.
I don't think it's pathetic.
I bought a game.
It's a completely different ecosystem.
No, I know, but they've had that ecosystem in place for how many years now? 10 years?
I completely agree, but here's the thing you have to remember, though. That. You know, your 30-cent games, your dollar games on Steam is completely different than your 30-cent, a dollar game on Microsoft. Microsoft doesn't have thousands of games that come out every year on it.
Yeah.
Steam does.
It it has a sizable amount of games. If they really wanted to push it, like, with their winter sales or whatever, they would have made gangbusters if they made, like, Alien Isolation $5.
Completely agree, but you also have to remember, too, it's not just Microsoft, it's the publisher.
No, I know, and that's...
So that's the thing. They know they can sell for these prices on Microsoft. They know they can sell for these prices and make a profit on Steam.
Which...
That's the ecosystem.
Which I promise is the last thing, but I do have an additional thing. When you... Since I just brought up Alien Isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Sega said Alien Isolation was a failure.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
That's interesting.
They said it didn't sell well. It didn't sell enough to warrant a sequel, which makes my heart...
What?
Which makes my heart heavy. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, and while he's talking, we'll get back to E3 stuff. Hopefully. I'm sorry about the dead air, but really, I mean, that's a travesty.
Yeah, 2.1 million units, weak game sales.
Yeah, weak game sales, yeah.
Where is the, what's the, I'm looking up the date is what they say, let's see.
Total War Warhammer announced, games.
Alien Isolation has contributed to 12.3 million units.
And they...
as of March.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 2.1 as of March, they've contributed to their 12.3 million units total. That seems to be a pretty sizable amount for, you know, however many games Sega has out there.
I know, but they still... But think about this, they've got Total War, and they're like, well...
Yeah, but that's Total War's not on consoles, though.
Sega laments weak sales. I'm pulling it up on IGN right now.
Yeah, I got it in front of me here. It's just so, that seems so odd to me because if you sold 12.3 package for that financial year and 2.1 million were one specific game, that seems okay to me by that time frame.
And at one
they're not, yeah, they're not accounting for digital either.
Yeah, which, by the way, Capcom is really good about that. Anyways.
Because they know the deal.
We're moving on, because we can't really harp on non-E3 stuff in an E3 podcast. But
I say we can, and we have.
Yeah, we have. We have done that. Killer Instinct Season 3, it's a given.
Yep.
It's coming out. You're going to pay 50. People are still going to pay $50 for a game that's not even finished. Like, I get the season mantra of pay $50 a year. But I'd rather, like, have a membership or something like League of Legends.
I only pay $20 a year.
Well, actually, it is kind of like League of Legends. They rotate characters.
But yeah, I only pay $20 a year. You don't have to pay... Here's the thing. You don't have to pay anything for it.
Well, yeah. You can download I call the demo, but...
Right, and get all the achievements for it at some point. There's almost 2,000 achievements, but you don't have to pay for anything. I only pay the $20, gives me all the characters when they're released.
Yeah, and this is coming out fall 2015, $50, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Do you got another prediction?
Yes, I... Unfortunately, it leaked, you know... And people got in trouble, which was Gears, the remaster.
I do have this on there.
Alright, but with that in mind, though, I think that is going to be its own game, and or they are going to do 2 and 3. They just haven't announced it, and they will announce it then.
Well, somebody was pointing this out to me, and... It was on IGN podcast. Throw shade all you want. But I think it's going to be similar to what happened with Halo Master Chief Collection, where people just thought, oh, it's Halo 2 Anniversary. Cool. Ready to go. But then
I completely agree with you.
Then they came out on stage and was like, it's Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4. And by the way, you get a Halo 5 multiplayer beta.
Yes, and I completely agree
with you. And Nightfall. even though.
But that's... yeah, but here's the thing with that though, with the Halo 2 thing, that was going to be its own game. They just happened to throw it in with the others and make it a bigger package. They haven't said word one about Gears officially.
Yeah, they're definitely working on Gears of War 4 or whatever
completely.
This is a just really quick. This is a bundle deal, I think. Which means you can't announce the Gears of War remaster without announcing Gears of War 4.
Gears of their fourth one?
Yeah.
They've already announced it. They've already announced it. We know it's coming.
No, I mean like year. On stage.
Oh, I think they'll show something on stage, but I think they're going to... I don't think it'll be much. But here's what I mean with the Gears of War collection. I think Gears of War is going to come out. We know that now for sure. They didn't want anyone to know about it. Some people fucked up.
BS. And
broke the NDA.
Oh, are you talking about the Gears of War remaster?
Yeah, I'm talking about Gears of War remaster. Because like, we now know it's coming. So, we weren't supposed to. We now know.
Because they were tweeting out, like, set photos. Like, videos.
Yeah, they had videos on their Xbox profiles, and they were talking about
it. I'm talking about Gears of War 4. I was on a completely different
subject. Oh, no. We all know Gears of War 4 is coming out, though. That's not debating, because Microsoft's already announced it. They told us who's working on it. They announced it last year. I'm talking about Gears of War Remaster.
Which, to go to Gears of War Remaster, I think it was a shame that their beta testers weren't preview program members.
How so?
Because we got the Halo 5 multiplayer beta, we got the Evolve beta, we got every beta. Like the Xbox One preview program.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying now. It is what it is. I mean, those people are probably professional testers, though.
I know, but were there professional testers in the Evolve beta? Which... I need to stress this, because...
I think beta is different. They weren't testing out betas. They were testing out the game, period.
Well...
They weren't doing beta tests.
Well, Halo 5 multiplayer...
But that was basically a stress test to see things.
Well, and to see how gameplay...
Right. Well, I think with the Gears thing, they were testing the game, period.
Right. But I want to take a little bit of time to talk about beta versus demo. Because... what people think of when they think of beta, they think it's just a demo. That you're just playing the game and not giving any feedback whatsoever. Give feedback on the beta.
Yeah, you need feedback.
I hate to be very strict about this, but if you don't give people feedback on a beta, if it's not called a demo, if it's called an alpha or a beta, you're supposed to give feedback. No, give feedback. Don't just sit there playing your game and just say, oh, what about this sucked? Like, don't tweet it out. Just say, hey, developer, I'm posting on your forum, but I think you should know the weapon was a little bit unbalanced, or I ran into a scraggy. If you don't tell them what is wrong with their game,
it's not going to get fixed.
You are part of the problem.
Right. Don't play it then, because while you're not required to give them feedback, they are very much asking you for it, because if you don't tell them, they don't know how to fix it.
I'm going to go a step further. You are required.
Well, I understand what you're saying in the grand scheme of things you're required to, but
because
you're not necessarily required to.
That makes me mad. It really does. Because when Battlefield 4 beta came out, people were saying, oh, this game sucks. But then I looked at what they were saying about the game outside of Twitter. They didn't give any feedback whatsoever on the forums. I don't know about email, but because I can't read that stuff. But Battlefield 4, I firmly believe, if people would not treat it as a demo and actually give feedback on stuff, and I'll admit, I forget to give feedback because I forget it's a beta. Like, I'll admit, I've tripped up on that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it happens, but at least you're in on the, you know that you should do it, so you're in on the know.
Yeah, like, just...
And they tell you, though, when you start up, so no one should have any excuses.
Yeah, no, hashtag no excuses.
Yeah.
So anyways, I just wanted to talk about that, because that was...
Yeah. So that, with back to Gears, I think they didn't want to have anyone know about it. They were going to announce it at the show. I think maybe it'll be its own thing, and then down the line he'll have 2 and 3. But I think it's so stupid to just do 1 and then, oh, here comes 4 or 5 or whatever they're going to call it, because Judgment came out, and that's technically it's 4, but it's not 4, and
it's,
whatever.
It's a prequel.
Right. So technically it's 4, but it's not 4. It's the fourth game, but which all this other nonsense. It's the whole numbering thing.
I think I have that game. Maybe.
It was free with gold, so.
Yeah, that's why. Probably. I probably do. Yeah. Because the 360 system works a little better than the Xbox One system. Anyways, nitpicking aside, I do think Gears of War Remastered comes out. I don't think in the format you think. I think it's going to be more similar to Master Chief Collection than something like Dishonored Remastered, like I just said, in the Bethesda thing. Which we can't call this press events, because it's not press events anymore. It's not. There's no press. Anyone can just watch it on Twitch. Anyways, but I think Gears of War the remaster 1, 2, and 3 come out this year. Mm-hmm. For $30.
Because I think it's going to be 60.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, well, if it's going to be all of them, I think it's going to be 60. If it's going to be just Gears of War, I think it'll be 40.
Yeah, okay.
They might be able to skirt by with 50 because of the name, but I would hope they don't.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love it to be 30. I'd love it to be 20.
They'd totally do that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
With my predictions, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, we know about it. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a gameplay demo. That's what they're going to open the show with. Mm-hmm. Because, which, I feel like there's not so much mysticism around this E3 outline than it was last year. Because last year it was like, oh, what is Microsoft going to open E3 with? What are they going to open it with? And it was just like, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Because it was, you know, Xbox hasn't been out for a year yet. What are they going to blow us away with? And here's Advanced Warfare.
Here's what they did last year.
Yeah, I'll talk about Call of Duty a little bit later. I have some ideas on that.
Well, you can talk about it now, but I think there's...
Well, I'm going to save it for Sony.
Oh, because you think it's like exclusive or something?
I don't think it's going to be exclusive. I just think... I'll talk about it now, fuck it. I think Call of Duty is, you know how they lead with Xbox is going to be on their stage. You know, it's been traditionally everything's first on Xbox, blah, blah, blah. Call of Duty is synonymous with Xbox at this point. Even though it's on Sony, you know, the commercials and everything are typically Xbox. The DLC comes out first on Xbox. I think this year, no stage demo for Call of Duty. That's going to Sony. And I think Call of Duty is now switching, quote unquote, switching to Sony. And they're going to get the DLC first. They're going to be the platform they you know, identify with, even though Xbox is what they sell most on and what they are known for. And I don't think it's going to work out for them until next
year. You just gave me a heart attack. Holy cow.
Well, what I mean by that is it's still going to sell better on Microsoft this year. Even if they, you know, quote unquote, switch to Sony, but their fruits of that labor will ban.
They already got Destiny
next
though.
Year.
But anyways, they already got.
Well, they also have 22 million units, and Xbox has what, true. 10 to 12. Activision's going where the money is; they're not going where their loyalties lie.
True.
Their loyalties are
true.
To themselves.
Black Ops 3, yes, gameplay demo. It's coming out this year. Yeah, I'm probably not going to play it.
Mm-hmm. Unless someone lets me play it for free, I'm not.
Like, I like Black Ops 2. But I
didn't even play Black Ops 2.
It's not something you need to do, but it's definitely better than Black Ops 1 by miles. I thought Black Ops 3 was going to advance a little further, but I thought it was still going to be about Alex Mason, but nope. So they've lost their storyline. That's not what I want anymore. Unless they're like Alex Mason's son. Ooh, that'd be. But at this point, though, it's like you're just making stories up. You're not even, yeah, like, get you didn't. And notice this year they didn't say, "Oh, we got a big Hollywood director making our movie." Not making our movie, but making our game.
Making our game.
I think. Good. Who'd they get last year? Like Nicholas Winding Refn or something? Like they got the dude who made Black Hawk Down. They got that guy to make Ghosts. And then I think, well, actually, last year they didn't say that either.
But they had Hollywood talent in it.
Oh yeah.
So they still had the Hollywood. They had
House of Cards, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, so I think that was their, you know, he's a bigger name.
Yeah, they might have a star in there, but
he's no Ice Cube, damn it.
Ice Cube in the game, that would be so great.
He was in the first one, wasn't he? Was he? I think he was the side character in Black Ops. So he's no Ice Cube, but
hashtag,
you know, he's got a name.
The cube to the box. That's a little long. But
hashtag Ice Cube COD.
Get Eminem in there. I don't know. Get a musician in there.
Get Taylor Swift in there, because apparently people love
Tom Hardy
that
in there. Ooh, Doctor. Because I just saw Mad Max, so we'll talk about it. Oh yeah,
you would.
We saw it in 3D too. It was amazing. But we'll talk about it next. No, 2 weeks from now. We'll talk about that next week. But anyways, E3, huh? So you got Black Ops 3. What do you got? What do you got for me?
I have Crackdown info. More info on Crackdown with release date.
Nope.
I know it's not. I know that's not. Crazy.
Sorry for the audio spike, friends, but nope. I could not nope this any further. No. Mm-mm. It's not.
I didn't say it was coming out this
out
year.
Next year. What gameplay have they shown? What have they shown other than, oh, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like?
They haven't. That's
they
what
don't
they're going
to
do this year. What do you mean they don't need to? They absolutely need to.
You got me in a tizzy.
Don't have a stroke over here.
Heezy. You got me in a tizzy because you don't need to show it, you know.
I completely disagree. You have to show something with gameplay with Crackdown, because here's the thing. Crackdown 1, moderate success, only because you got the Halo beta, whatever it was. Crackdown 2 wasn't very well received, and it was not as good.
Not
as
very
first.
Well received is an understatement.
Right. So you need to get people's faith back, and showing another video or showing nothing at all does not help you getting that faith
back. This is the last entry, so I could segue into EA. Dang it. Faith.
Okay.
Faith.
Well,
Mirror's
I'm
Edge.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
But I just don't think Crackdown 3 is coming this year. I mean, next year.
I don't either.
Because
I do.
I mean, you could be right. I love to be proven wrong. It's what I live for. I love being proved wrong. It's kind of sadistic, actually. But, like, I love being proved wrong. So, if it does come out, I'm going to be like, Heezy, you're right.
Gold stars.
Golf clap.
Mm-hmm.
What I got next is Forza Motorsport 6 and Forza Horizon 2. What I got here is that Forza 6 coming out September 2015, it's gonna be Forza, it's gonna be Forza, sorry, I got Backstreet Boys on my mind,
that's unfortunate,
but Forza 6 coming out this year, gonna see gameplay, because they said so, Like, that Forza 6 gameplay is confirmed. That Forza...
Were, even if they didn't get one, where we think it wasn't going
to
be.
You'd be stupid to not show gameplay. Especially if it's coming out this year, which it is. Horizon 2, you're going to get some DLC for that. And I'm not just talking about cars, I'm talking like an expansion. Like Storm Island. Mm-hmm. Another one of those.
That's
and maybe a standalone, kind of. And, like, somebody was asking for crazy E3 predictions today. Something I would love. You know how Drive Club was doing that PS Plus edition? You know it would sell consoles, right? A Games with Gold edition of Forza Horizon 2.
Why not?
And I'm talking about if you have gold, you own the game. Forever.
Right.
Like, not just... It never goes away. I'm talking, like, it's not like a June Games with Gold. Or July or whatever.
Oh, you mean it's going to be there?
If you own gold.
So even if you don't get it that month, it's there. You
kind of like Dota 2 on Steam.
Damn,
I told you.
That's it. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
But seriously, though, that would be.
Shit, go for it, man! Because they can show Sony how it's really done. It's what 18 months or more, you know, since we were supposed to get Drive Club PS2
and if they
PS
do
Plus
that,
edition.
Pot shots are going to be taken. It's like, so I know you wanted Drive Club, but since that game's not coming out this year.
Yeah, and you know what they should do? It's like, you know how you love driving in these clubs? Well, you know, that's not working out so well for you right now, is it? But we've got something better for you.
I'm fired.
I'm so tired of... I like when, you know, Phil Spencer's like, great job, Sony, or Shu's like, great job, Microsoft, you did this, and the little niceties with you know, on Twitter and everything in this day and age where everyone's going to be nice to each other and we all have to hold hands and hug and sing Kumbaya. Well, guess what, people? I grew up when Nintendo and Sega were fighting each other, and that shit was awesome, and that was great for the games industry. So we need some of that fighting back. Microsoft needs to start taking
Sega
low blows,
Nintendo.
Man. Exactly! We don't have that anymore, and we need that back.
Nintendo, oh my gosh, that was like the greatest thing ever.
Those were great when, as a kid, when I was reading that shit in my mag. You're reading your EGMs and your Game Pros, and you turn to that article. You turn from that article, and then boom, there's that full page ad, and Sega's talking shit about Nintendo.
And then on the next page Nintendo, like.
Right, and on the backside of that ad was a Nintendo ad for Mario. Come on, we need that. We don't have magazines like that anymore.
I fully believe if the Genesis had done well, or Dreamcast was it? Was Dreamcast their last console?
Dreamcast was the last.
Like if that had taken off, which if you released a Dreamcast today, that would be amazing. There is actually always that rumor.
There's always that rumor of Dreamcast 2. This year, this is it. This is the year, guys. Sega's coming out.
Sega's not at E3, but they're with Nintendo making the Dreamcast.
Yeah, exactly. Sega's no longer at not coming to E3 this year, but guess what, guys? I have inside information that they're going to work with Nintendo on the new Dreamcast 2. Yeah. Okay.
Like they make
good
the
job,
breathing noise.
Yeah, they're in their corner. Their hands are moving up and down.
Blast processing.
Mode 7.
Anyways, you go next.
Okay. This is a far out there thing, but I hope it happens because it'll be 2 years by the time.
I just said the boldest prediction, so.
Well, yeah, I don't think this is going to be... This is not doing anything to touch yours. So, I hope there's more Dead Rising. Since it came out at launch, which will be, you know, almost 2 years at this point, but I don't think it's going to come out this year by any stretch. So, it'll be at least 2 years by the time anything happens with it. Since Dead Rising 3 would not have existed unless Microsoft came in and helped Capcom make that game, Dead Rising is synonymous with Xbox at this point. Yes, 2 was on, PlayStation 3, and yes, they also got Case West, but Xbox is the one who only got Case Zero, which was the downloadable game. Dead Rising 3, again, would not exist unless Microsoft helped out. Dead Rising 1 was only on Xbox. They made that shitty Wii version when they tried to capitalize on the Wii sales. That game was absolute garbage. Even though it was Dead Rising 1, it wasn't Dead Rising 1. Don't play that game.
I don't know if Capcom owns Silent Hill, but... Oh, it was Konami?
No, they don't.
Okay.
That's Konami. But that game was pretty good. Besides that point.
Oh, you can continue your thought.
Well, I was just going to say, with Dead Rising, I'm kind of hoping that either publicly or behind closed doors, since Capcom is, again, one of those companies that, unfortunately, is not doing very well right now, in the same vein as Street Fighter V wouldn't exist unless Sony came in and helped them.
Right.
Microsoft, either publicly or behind closed doors, says, listen, let's make Dead Rising only an Xbox property.
You stole you my again. Thunder.
Dead Rising 4.
Yeah, what I was going to say.
Well, yeah, Dead Rising is one of my favorite series, so I hope they continue to make Dead Rising.
It was actually originally on my E3 predictions list until they... Yeah, it really was.
Really? I just want more Dead
Rising, guys. I fully believe that when a company puts itself out there like Microsoft and Nintendo with Bayonetta, I think they buy that franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I want them to...
Because how much did Dead Rising 3 cost? Like, $20 million?
I have no idea, like, and I don't even want to know. But no one's giving Dead Rising 3 enough credit. That game was incredible. As a launch title, guys. As a launch title,
that game
was incredible.
You can get it for, like, $30. What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, Apocalypse Edition for $30. It has all the DLC. And the DLC was great! It was great. And then they had that DLC that came out that was so off the wall and out of nowhere last year, which was the, hey, guess what, guys? You can go buy it right now. That's... I want them to do more Dead Rising, and I hope that this is the year they showcase. They at least talk about it. I don't expect it to come out this year, but just show it. I want them to show
it. It doesn't say what... what it was, but I'm definitely interested in... I completely forgot about that game. That was actually on my list for quite a while. That Dead Rising 3 Apocalypse Edition.
Fantastic game. Every time I think about it, I want to go back and play 3. I still haven't gotten all the achievements.
Which
I think
you can play a demo on Xbox and PC.
I believe there is a demo on Xbox. Don't know about PC, obviously. I don't really know, but... there was a demo on Xbox. I know that for sure. Whether it's still there, I don't know.
I'll fact check.
I mean, that store is kind of bullshit because they have the Final Fantasy 15 demo as being in their demo section, but you can't download it unless you bought Type Zero. So why fucking have it on your store? I know why they do, but it's still bullshit. That's the reason why they do it.
I'm not seeing a demo on the Steam store. And I'm not going to check Xbox because someone's playing my Xbox right now. So,
I'll check on their website.
You know how that auto connect works on the Xbox One Smart Glass? You know how that?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I do actually. Yes. No. I know what you're talking about. I was thinking of something
which
else. Yes,
you
I know
can actually turn on and off your Xbox One now using.
Yep, that's good.
Which
that
kind of weirds
immediate.
Me out, because does that mean... Like, I don't know what that means.
Well, it just means you don't have to be in the room to turn it on. You can, you're
upstairs, what if
you can turn it on, and then...
Like, what if I take my iPad to work, which I'm not, because it's Wi-Fi only, but just, let's just say I do.
Well, I mean, don't... You can't
turn my Xbox on, and then, like, oh, just browse in the store. We signed you in, and now you own... Wolfenstein. You bought a $60 game. Oops.
I don't see I don't see a demo on here, so maybe it didn't come out. I could have sworn there was a demo for Dead Rising 3 out.
I kind of cut the Dead Rising news for time, really. I think that's something they could fully just go post on Xbox News. No, Xbox Wire. Like one morning, they could just be like, oh, by the way, we bought Dead Rising. Because they did that with Minecraft.
Well, Minecraft was like in the middle of the year.
Yeah, but you could still take some time out for like a press conference. Because they did that with their... Well, that was with the console, so never mind. But, and they did it for Call of Duty, so say, hey, we bought Minecraft. Bye.
At that point, Minecraft makes so much money, they don't need to do anything.
Yeah, anyways, that's all we have to say about, what was it, Dead Rising being bought by?
What else?
Assassin's Creed's gonna show up at gameplay. It's coming out. Which actually have the original name of the game, Assassin's Creed Victory, which, I'm sorry, that's a better name.
I was just about to say that it's such a better name.
Names like Unity, Syndicate. That's really vague, Microsoft.
It's not Microsoft.
Basically is at this point, but we can talk about Syndicate when it comes to E3, because we're talking about news next week, or whenever we podcast next. We ain't got news, we just got predictions. Assassin's Creed Victory, gameplay. Not Victory, Syndicate. I still believe that was actually the name.
Yeah, I'm still calling it
Victory. I'm not gonna call that Syndicate with Jacob and Evie Fry. Blah, blah, blah. We're the Fry family, man. Like, I fully love the setting of that place, but I'm not interested.
Assassin's
like,
Creed.
I loved Unity. I even said so in my review. But Syndicate just looks the same.
If you like Assassin's Creed, you know what you're getting. Control V, enter, turn off PC.
Dang. And then, since this is a mini announcement, I think Alan Wake remastered. Boom. Alan Wake. Not with remaster,
perfect.
But... Alan Wake remaster, but not as a pre-order bonus.
Yes. Well, that was... I was going to talk about Alan Wake, but you know what?
Alan Wake.
I loved Alan Wake. It was so great. I read the
books. Oh, you read the books? How are they?
Great. Yeah. I read the book that came with the collector's edition, which was kind of like... short stories, memoirs type thing, and then I read the novelization, which both really, really good.
I'm actually going to make a full disclosure, because I just remembered something about Alan Wake. Full disclosure, I got Alan Wake for free from Microsoft by doing a survey. I tested one of their games. I beta tested Ascend Hand of Cool, which is now no longer with us, at least on PC. I don't know if it's still out on 360, but I tested that out, and I got Alan Wake. In fact, I'm supposed to be getting some more games, like Horizon 2, I think. I'm supposed to be getting some games, because I did several surveys on Halo Master Chief Collection. So I just thought I'd insert that in there, because I got it for free. I don't normally accept gifts, I'm not anymore.
They're not like doing something for it.
That's why I harp so much on beta stuff, because that game should still exist. It was a great game. I think I even beta tested Happy Wars and World of Tanks on 360. That's why I love them so much, because I spent 10 hours a day with them. Alan Wake Remastered, $20, if that.
Perfect.
Coming to Xbox One next week. Not this next week, but next week after E3.
But Yeah, that would be perfect for me. I want that to happen so bad. Not enough people played Alan Wake. It eventually became a hit, but it certainly was not a hit when you released right next to Red Dead Redemption. It was not a hit initially. I can tell you that right now. And I suspect it was only a hit because they bundled it in with the Xbox at one point, and then they put it out on PC.
Which,
but it was not a hit initially.
By the way,
so
speaking of Alan Wake, I think it's on sale. Both of them, American Nightmare and Alan Wake, are on sale in the Humble Store,
which was also
as
good.
A package. Which
good.
It redeems on Steam. Get so them. And I think it's DRM free. So it, like, literally $7. Don't.
I also bought Alan Wake and American Nightmare. Alan Wake, American Nightmare on Steam.
Yeah.
Because they need to be supported.
I don't care how much money you spend on Alan Wake. Spend it.
Yeah, my cousin got an Xbox 360 new bundle when that was out. And he played for like 8 seconds and turned it off. I was like, you son of a bitch, man. That Alan Wake is such a great game that no one gives enough credit to.
I liken it like this. Alan Wake was a good book I couldn't put down, except for it was a video game.
Yeah, absolutely big, great book. It was a television show that you just want to binge watch the entire thing.
Oh yeah,
because it was set up
like
a TV show as well.
Which
yeah,
I fully believe that at some point, Remedy, is going to just release a Telltale kind of episodic game.
That could be possible.
They released DLC for Alan Wake called The Signal, and
the DLC was great too. And that's the thing, if they do this remaster, which I pray they do, and I hope you are right, it needs to have all the DLC. Throw an American Nightmare, baby.
An American Nightmare, but
they may not. That's you're completely right, because it was an Xbox Live Arcade game. It was technically a sequel, but not a full sequel. It was definitely a sequel. I mean, if you played that game and you didn't know what happened in Alan Wake,
it's just some
got the story ruined.
True
for you.
Fans like myself, I forgot about the books.
I guess you're not a true fan then, are you?
I'm sorry, Sam. Like,
that's it. I quit.
Don't quit. I need.
That's the second time I quit
but
today.
Some didn't view that as even an Alan Wake game because of how shooty it was.
But see, I don't understand how you can do that. It's not like another company made it. Made by the same people. Followed the same story. If you didn't play Alan Wake 1 or read the book or know what happened, it completely spoiled the game for you. It was a complete continuation. It just wasn't a full-fledged Alan Wake 2 story. Which
right.
is what we wanted. And that was because nobody bought the first
right.
one.
And if you hear music in the background, it's someone's playing Portal. Yeah, we've already talked about that, which I fully believe that I should go to PlayStation, but anyways, because Steam doesn't, Valve isn't doing anything with it. So yeah, I've talked twice, about Assassin's Creed and Alan Wake. We already talked about Gears, so
mm-hmm.
Well, you'd know my predictions mm-hmm. on that. Gears of War Remastered, Gears of War 4
yep.
this year. Well, not Gears of War 4 this year,
mm-hmm.
but Gears of War 4 is going to be shown in some capacity this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go.
Well, I just have, I think they're, even though they said they won't, I think there will be another Halo 5 beta, and I think it could happen soon, as either after the show or close to it, or
definitely.
At least they'll announce it. Because even though they said they wouldn't, I think it's so stupid for them not to,
feedback.
Based off of the first beta, the feedback of the first beta, and also because of Master Chief Collection.
Oh, yeah.
That game was fucked up so badly that if you don't have another beta for this game, and the same shit happens, you have shit all over your main franchise. You cannot.
And I've even heard of people asking for refunds on Halo Master Chief.
Absolutely. I know many people who have gotten refunds for it, and Microsoft had to give it to them. And here's the thing, too. I think this beta is for everybody. Not just for certain people, because you had to get invites to the first beta and all this other nonsense. It wasn't for anyone. This will be, go to our store right now. Every single person, we want you to play this.
And then I also stress, as I've stressed before when we were talking about Gears, I would stress on stage, give us feedback, please.
Yeah, because with Halo, they need that feedback. With Halo, they need to stress those systems, because if not, we could have another Master Chief Collection on our hands, and...
Yeah, I don't think that multiplayer beta was actually a beta. I think they should have called it an alpha.
I agree. I played it, it was, it is what it was. Sparse
Spartans? We always should.
Yes,
I think we got. Spartans. I think we got our title, Sparse Spartans.
#SparseSpartans.
Oh, anyways, yeah, I do agree with you on the alpha and beta thing. I think you opened the floodgates. Yeah. And in regards to just the base game, I think they're gonna show a demo. That actually has me thinking. With all these gameplay demos, wouldn't it be great to have every on-stage or demo that's on the E3 show floor available for download that day?
That would be a great thing Microsoft could usher
in. Or even,
new millennium.
The night before. Well,
I don't know if you want to go the night before, only because you might ruin it for people. There's no reveal then at that point if you can just randomly browse the store and be like, oh, what's this, Halo 5 demo? And then you see the same thing being played the next day.
Yeah.
And their game fucks up on stage when yours didn't. Like,
why do I got the new... Why do I got
or vice versa.
Build 9921 and they got build 9916.
Yeah. What happens when your game fucks up and their game doesn't? You're just like... Well, you gave me the shitty one to try out, and you guys get the good build? Ooh, that's even worse.
Yeah. But my prediction, besides that, is the gameplay demo is Rare. It comes on stage and is like, you remember Yooka-Laylee? Which, by the way, I'm totally gonna back.
You gotta hurry up.
I did. and then Bloodstained.
Oh, okay.
Totally. I wish I could still back Mighty Number 9.
The way that thing strolled on for as long as somehow.
It
just buy it. That's their back.
I wish I could get the my name in the game though. But anyways, Rare's gonna trumpet out a new IP that's gonna.
That's it. That was my last point. I added that on there exactly.
And it doesn't have to be a new IP, but I think with Yooka-Laylee coming out now, in October of 2016, you can't do a Banjo-Kazooie game.
I don't think it's going to be Banjo-Kazooie. I do think it's going to be a new IP, although I am a little scared. Not scared in a bad way, but just based off of Yooka-Laylee, I think, and how long they have been doing almost nothing, I think the signs point to Battletoads. I don't know that the world really wants Battletoads or even needs it, but it's a nice little novelty. Depending on what they're doing with it, it may be okay. But I think being based off of Yooka-Laylee, you kind of have to show a new.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Battletoads because I used to have that on here, but I don't now because, reasons. First of all, I don't want to see it. And two, Mitch Dyer of IGN. Podcast Unlocked was saying that he thinks Yacht Club Games is gonna work on Battletoads. Yeah,
really?
For the people who don't know, Yacht Club Games, it made Shovel Knight, which is an amazing game that you should play on any system you can. Buy it 5 times if you have to. It's available on PS Vita, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, Xbox 360. Probably not. But it's a game you can put on 360. But I think that wouldn't be too far off, but
I would rather them make it than Rare make it, because Rare at this point needs to make
Rare a major game. Toads.
Yeah, that's why I think that it seems like they're leaning towards Battletoads, and I don't think that they should be. I mean, Battletoads was pretty much just a joke until, you know, Microsoft started talking about it last year. I tell you this, I used to work at GameStop for quite a long time. And people used to call in.
I've heard that.
Like, every month or two. Yeah, it's a thing that everyone knows about. It's just like, you got the new Battletoads? And it was funny for the first two times. But the material is not good. I don't have a problem with phone calls if they're good. But 99% of the time, these are stupid phone calls.
I'm just going to finish up my side of Microsoft. Because the rest of these are pretty minor, with the exception of two in here. Oh, I did have Crackdown on here. Oh. Oh. I messed up. I done messed up.
You fucked up.
So I do think it's coming out this year. Or coming out next year. Yeah. Oops. I've been exposed. I must go. I am not con. I've got it at Xbox Showcase. Phantom Dust is going to be shown, but rebooted. Scalebound is going to be shown. Gameplay this time. New IP, unannounced titles, and then possibly a Battlefield game. I know people are thinking that, but that's my crazy prediction for that. Possibly Bad Company 3. Play with Bad Company 3. Anyways, that's what I think. I don't think they'll do a Battlefield this year, but or at the very least they'll hand it off to like Visceral Games or somebody. Like they'll say, hey, Visceral's taking control of their development team, but because we're working on Battlefront. I don't know. Should we speed through these? Let's speed through them. So we're going to start with Sony. Okay. I'm going to let you do all yours, and then I'll do all mine.
Okay, because I don't have much on Sony. Last Guardian, I think, is going to be there.
I do have that on there.
Okay, so whatever it is, obviously it's not going to be the same game we thought it was going to be 10 years ago. So there's that. We already talked about the Call of Duty thing with Sony. And then I think also there's going to be a new exclusive to Sony that Sony did not
have. Got that on here under new IP. Or are you talking about...
Goddamn. No, well, I don't mean a new IP. I mean something that wasn't Sony's before. But
I think the majority of this is going to be PS Now, Vita, free-to-play, system updates, business talk, Devolver Digital, unannounced titles, and new IP.
I've got a bunch of general things, but not necessarily to Sony and Nintendo, so we can zoom through those later.
I'm going to go into Sony, what I think. Uncharted 4 gameplay demo comes out April 2015. Yeah. Let It Die beta announced. Magicka 2 is coming out in June, so they'll mention it. Abzu is going to get a release date. No Man's Sky is going to get a release date. Batman Arkham Knight is going to get a mention of some sort, because they got PlayStation exclusive stuff on that. They're going to mention Dead Island 2, probably not going to show gameplay. They're probably going to show that on the show floor. They'll be like...
Yeah, I think it'll be like one of those things where they don't talk about it.
Then you're going to have a lot of Devolver Digital stuff. Maybe not a Heroes coming out on PS4? Who knows? Persona 5, you're going to see it in some form. Probably a trailer, not gameplay. Until Dawn, you're going to get a release date, which I think it does, but...
I think it's coming out.
Okay, then you'll get a mention. So that's why I have for Sony.
I don't know if it is.
So that's why I got for Sony. That's
what I thought it was. I also want to preface this, and the only reason why I didn't say it is because I think it's pretty much a lock at this point, is Uncharted Trilogy. November. That's why I didn't mention it, because I think it's already a given.
Yeah. They haven't said anything. So let's move on to EA, because Sony's not going to have anything I'm going to be interested in. I'm sorry, but the PS4 does not catch my fancy. The Vita does, but the PS4.
As a person who owns a PS4, it gets played the least in my house.
Not You playing more of that Splatoon beta?
I tried.
So let's move on to EA. What do you got?
I have nothing for EA because I think it's all. I don't think there's going to be anything that is going to blow my mind.
So here's what I got.
Crazy to predict.
Star Wars gameplay, possibly even BioWare's game, but more on Battlefront. Mass Effect, you're getting
blah, blah.
A trailer, possibly gameplay. I don't think possibly you're going to see. You're going to see Edmonton's new IP in some fashion or form. You're going to see Need for Speed gameplay. You're going
to... Yeah, and that's the thing, too. They blew their wad on Need for Speed. Like, this is the problem. They blew their wad on that. They blew their wad on...
Battlefront?
Oh, shit. No, what was the game with Faith in it?
I've got
the Mirror's Edge? Look, why did you tell us about that in Garden Warfare 2 weeks ago? You couldn't have waited a month? That's the problem that I have with EA.
Sims 4 expansion, possibly a UFC 2015 game, NHL 16 that's coming out, gameplay, you know that.
See, this, to me, that's the thing. This is all cut and paste.
Edmonton IP, you'll see that. Criterion.
I hope they have something hidden that we don't know
Criterion
about.
Criterion IP, Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour, you can see gameplay, Madden NFL 16, Mirror's Edge gameplay, FIFA 16 gameplay, Battlefield possibly. If you see Battlefield anywhere, it's probably going to be EA, let's be honest. So that's Sony, let's go on to Ubisoft. EA is what we're talking about. So Ubisoft, what do you got?
I hope that we see Beyond.
Don't think we'll see that, but alright.
Don't either, but I hope.
Would you say you have faith?
I hope that.
Aww.
I wouldn't. I hope we do not see any more Just Dance.
I have it on
well,
here. Just Dance 2016.
Yep. And I really hope that they announce. I hope they are going to announce something that they're going to have
new
like
IP.
A new IP, but like a, you know how Tetris has their online function and Monopoly has theirs. I hope they get like a board game, something like that, that is a massive thing that works.
Here's what I've got. Is that what you got for Ubisoft? I've got Far Cry 5 because Well, I actually just put Far Cry here because I'm leaving it open for a Blood Dragon 2. Because
I hope they do something.
Somebody was saying on the Idle Thumbs podcast that they saw a logo of it that says Far Cry 4, Blood Dragon 2, Vietnam War 2. Like, yeah, that's
kind of cool. Just based off the name, because of how stupid Blood Dragon was. I mean, stupid in the way that they made the game. Like, completely out there. But I hope they do something completely different. Like, they had that survey with, like, do you want it with zombies? Do you want it with dinosaurs?
Think that
do you want it
pertains
with this?
More to Far Cry 5 than it does to...
Maybe, but I think that's a little out there if you're going to do Far Cry, like, a mainline game.
Well,
with
you
that,
had
with
Yetis
those types
in
of things.
Far Cry 4.
Yeah, but Yetis, you can kind of you know, see in that universe, but be like, do you want to see space dinosaurs? No, we already saw Dino Crisis 3. We don't need it again.
Just in 2016, The Division is going to be shown and going to... Did they say 2015 or 2016 on that game?
I think it was just pushed to 2016.
I think you're right. So... I'm just going to take your word for it. You don't need to fact check. I could say you're already doing it, but... Yep,
it was pushed
so
2 days ago.
Division's coming out 2016. Fully believe that. The Crew is going to get some expansion of some sort. Are they even doing DLC for that? Car DLC at the very least. Well, yeah, they are, because I saw something on the Xbox store saying the Crew DLC, or whatever. Like, it was some name of, like, a Ford F-150 or something. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, what you saw in the Microsoft press conference, Shape Up 2, yeah. More Ubi Art games, Rainbow Six Siege, you're gonna get another beta.
See, all this stuff to me is just, like, boring to me.
I've got
I want
E3
to be exciting. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm not excited about
Splinter
Ubisoft or EA's conference.
Oh, damn.
That doesn't do it for me.
Come on.
I don't know, I just don't like stealth games. Third person stealth
doesn't
do it.
Well, Splinter Cell works for me. I jumped on board with Conviction. Where did they have the splain wall, text wall on a screen? Yeah.
That stuff
I
was
didn't
cool.
Get
I like
very much into Blacklist, but it was alright. It was about an 8. Even though I don't rate games that way. I just say, hey, it was okay. Like, I don't believe in a scale of 10s or 100% or...
I do, but I can also go with, is it worth playing?
That's what
is it worth buying?
Base it on. Like,
to simplify things, yeah, I think it can be rent it,
like,
buy it.
Even in my very early YouTube days, I'd just say, rent it on Redbox. Buy it for $30. Buy it new. Because that's honestly what I thought the game was worth. And when I say UbiArt games, oh wait, we're not talking about that anymore. But anyways, I'm talking like maybe a Valiant Hearts 2, Child of Light 2, even though they don't need sequels. I finished Valiant Hearts. I'd actually like something for it to become kind of like a Assassin's.
Like a series where you switch wars.
Then I got new IP on here because they announced an unannounced AAA title.
Yeah, we're gonna announcing that we're gonna announce
and
them.
Then unannounced titles, of course. Let's move on to Nintendo. Okay,
I'm gonna
just sit back and relax then.
Okay. I'll start with something that I think we absolutely need to see this year, and I think Nintendo is not going to, but I think we need to. We need to see Animal Crossing
Wii
U.
Not gonna see it.
I don't think we will, but I think Nintendo is fucking stupid for not putting it out, because Animal Crossing has blown up. They did not realize how popular it was until the 3DS version, and I still think they don't realize how popular it is, although they're starting to, because they're making that
Yeah, they're making
game.
Homemaker or whatever.
Yeah, home decorator, whatever the hell that bullshit is. But, yeah, with her amiibo cards, which we all know was coming. So, with that said, to me, there's no reason why they made that Wii U Plaza, Animal Crossing Plaza, little demo thing that no longer exists, unless you were going to make a Wii U game. It's pointless to put that out there, because it did nothing. It was almost nothing. You couldn't do anything with it.
The thing is, I think it's hard to make a Animal Crossing for any console. Because they tried... Hold on. They tried it with GameCube, they tried it with the Wii, they tried it with the system before that, I think.
Well, Animal Crossing first came out on
N64
in Japan. Then it got you know, put out here on GameCube. And the game was amazing. Then they came out with the DS, and the game was amazing. Then they came out with the Wii, the game was good.
So you liked it on...
And then 3DS.
So you liked it on GameCube, then?
Absolutely. That game was awesome. And I... When I bought that game, I bought it just because it's like, okay, well, I want something to play on my GameCube. This looks kind of cute. Let me try it. I don't really like The Sims, but it looks like a little bit less demanding than The Sims, and I fell in love with it.
No. It's more demanding than The Sims.
I don't think it's more demanding. You don't have to do anything in that game.
Animal
in the
Crossing,
Sims,
you
have
to manage plants and...
But you don't have to. That's the thing.
You don't have to in The Sims.
You
don't have to
want
do that.
To. In The Sims, you have to do shit or other people starve. You have to keep up on their stuff. You have to give them jobs. You have to do all the other nonsense.
Well, anyways, you know how I feel about Animal Crossing. I think...
I love Animal Crossing, and I think it's crazy that they have not even announced a Wii U version. And if they never make a Wii U version, and they want to keep it only on mobile, on handhelds, that's a disservice to that franchise.
I,
You wanted something to save the Wii U. You really Smash Bros. Didn't do it. Mario Kart didn't do it. You're not putting Zelda out. That's not going to do it. That's going to be their swan song, if anything. Another point later on that. Animal Crossing could have helped you.
Well, here's all I've got for Nintendo, because I've actually got the opposite of you.
I have so much for Nintendo, because Nintendo is my childhood, man. I have so much love for Nintendo that it's turning into hate.
I got Super Smash DLC on here. Lots of it. Like 30 DLC packs. Because with the advent of adding all of the people who are like, you should get Solid Snake, and like,
you're gonna get into that in a
minute. You're probably gonna get 80% of what people say. You're gonna get a lot of DLC for Super Smash. Then you're gonna get a lot of Amiibo because people still buy that, and people go crazy for it. Unannounced titles, of course. Mm-hmm. Mario Maker, because which you can try out in a Best Buy. I don't feel like that's the best way to.
Nintendo's had a partnership with Best Buy for a while.
Yeah,
time,
and
so.
I think you can still play demos in there. Splatoon, they're gonna be like, here's our sales for Splatoon.
I think it's too early for sales. It'll only be out at that point. It'll only be out for 2 weeks.
But they know.
Well, they won't have concrete numbers, though.
Or
digitally,
if
they will.
Don't like say sales, they'll say DLC.
Oh, they'll say something about Splatoon, no doubt.
The thing about Star Fox, you're gonna see gameplay, and it's gonna be all right. it's gonna be all right, Nintendo. You're gonna be fine. No, you're not. No, you're not. But what do you got?
No, they're not. All right, so I'll go. Since you mentioned Amiibo, we'll go with that one next. I think there will be more Amiibo, like, obviously, but I
think there's
going to
be lots of Amiibo.
Possibly, but here's what I think with Amiibo. It's not going to be only types of Amiibo, like characters. I think it's going to be new Amiibo that are brand new for their own games, and Amiibo that will work with games that already exist.
Yeah, alright. I'll buy it. I mean,
Nintendo has to.
I mean, I'm not saying
double down on that.
I'm gonna buy an Amiibo. No.
No.
Like,
I know what you mean.
I buy that they'll do it.
Yep. You mentioned Smash Bros. DLC. Completely agree. And this is what I've been saying about Nintendo for a long time. They should make that, since they only do one Smash game per system, they should make it and unfortunately, since it seems like it came 3/4 of the way into the life of the system, it should have been earlier, but they should make that a platform for DLC. So it should be, here's the game, and, you know, every however long, there's more DLC characters that you can buy. And their characters, third-party characters, whatever, they should have been making this a platform for DLC for a long time. Same thing with Mario Kart, which they just announced they're doing anyway, but I was going to say the exact same thing for Mario Kart and Smash Bros. Before they announced this, the program that we were talking about earlier where people were voting. Those two things should be platforms for DLC, and the Mario Kart DLC is really good, and it's a really good price for them. So, with that said, since they've already announced more DLC for Mario Kart, kind of throws my prediction out the window, but I think going forward, they should still do that. It takes them a while to make DLC for these two games, it seems. So, make this a platform for it. And then they're going to do that for Mario Kart, at least another DLC pack. I don't know if they're going to continue after that one. Who knows? But the DLC for Mario Kart, both of them were really good, and I hope they continue.
I do think games should just be a platform now, because that's what Guitar Hero is going to do.
Yeah. I don't think every game should be, but something like Mario Kart on a system, since you're only going to put one out per generation, that should be a platform.
Since I bring it up, I do think Activision should have an E3 press conference in the next 2 years, because they have so many games. Like, you just need your own press conference.
It depends on if someone's giving them money to do it.
Anyways.
That's the thing. Activision is nothing if not for money. But, Nintendo stuff. I think there will be a new 3DS color console design.
You're going to get a new you're going to get a new line.
Right, I don't mean a new console design, like the way the system looks. I mean, like,
I completely disagree. I think you're making a new DS.
No. They just came out with a new 3DS 2 months ago. That's way too early.
3DS,
I 3DS
came out
but
in
I've,
2011?
Yeah.
And you've got 3DS XL that came out, what, last year? Yeah.
The 3DS XL came out, I think, in 2012. But that's what I'm saying. They just came out with a brand new 3DS XL. Called the new 3DS XL.
They did the same thing with the DSi. They're like, oh, DSi. Oh, 3DS.
Yeah, but the DSi and 3DS are two different systems. The DSi was another part of the DS. 3DS is a completely new system. They just came out with a new 3DS. That's the problem. They're calling it new 3DS.
Yeah.
But
you might
back
be
to
right.
my point. Back to my point. They're going to come out. They're going to come out with a new color for the new 3DS, because right
white?
Now they only have red and black, and or, it could be white, and or new designs on it, like, you know, special editions,
and
you know, because the other one, because the other countries have the smaller one, which you can change the faceplates. Maybe that comes here, who knows, but maybe not. We at least need new designs.
Well, now that you've got me thinking about hardware, what if they do a price drop? I know Sony's rumored to have one.
That just came out 3 months ago. All right. Not doing a price
like,
drop. It's $200. Where are they going to put it? For the new
3DS?
Oh, the 2DS I think already is $99, isn't it? Well, if it's not, many places are selling
like
it for $99.
It's already new.
I think it was $130, but you can find that discount like every week if you look. So, the 2DS is such a
it's a hammer, it's an axe.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do I have? We already talked about that. There will be a new 3DS Zelda game. When I say new, I mean it could either be on the old 3DS or a new 3DS. I don't think they would splinter the audience.
Oh, they definitely would.
Both.
But
I don't think Nintendo's going to splinter the audience. How many people actually own a
new
3DS? Well,
Xenoblade Chronicles did.
Yeah, but that's something that wouldn't work on a normal 3DS. Zelda's an established franchise that because if they were going to do it, they just came out with Majora's Mask that works with the 3DS, the new 3DS, but it's on the 3DS. So that's what I think they'll do, whether it be a remaster or a brand new game altogether, like a Link
Between Worlds,
or a smaller digital game. I think there will be a new 3DS Zelda game.
I'd love a digital game, sure.
Yeah, I think it'll be somewhere. To that also, unfortunately, 2 days ago, whenever it was, they just announced this prediction. So, son of a bitch, Nintendo, why don't you friggin' wait? New Pokemon game. They just announced Super Mystery Dungeon or whatever the hell it's called. Right, I hate the Mystery Dungeon games. But it was either going to be a new Pokemon game, either the main series like XY and Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, or one of the spin-off games, which they just did. So, unfortunately, that prediction may or may not come true at the show if they're going to add more Pokemon.
Nintendo working on a Wii U version of a...
Well, that's another caveat to that prediction. I'm hoping they also put out they announce a Wii U Pokemon game, preferably like X and Y, like a mainline Pokemon game, but they've stated numerous times they don't ever want to do that because they don't Let me give you a portable type of game.
Let me give you my thoughts on the Wii U version of a Pokemon game, since you mentioned it.
Okay.
Pokemon on Wii U, I think, would be free to play.
I think there should be an MMO.
Well, that's Pokemon what I'm getting at, like an MMO Pokemon. They did it on Wii. Oh wait, no, it wasn't free to play, but it
wasn't an MMO.
Then what am I?
They need to have the Pokemon games like X and Y and all that, the mainline Pokemon games, where you just play it online with people instead of, you know, the story. You go out and you catch whatever in whatever areas. You talk to people. You do quests for people. Exactly what you're doing, but in an MMO style world. It's built into the game, but they'll never do it because you know how Nintendo is with children online and all that.
We can't have voice chat in Splatoon.
Yeah, oh my god, Nintendo, get your heads out of your own asses. But, again, for Pokemon Wii U, I would like to see a Pokemon Wii U game. That's not Rumble World, or whatever the fuck they're calling it, that bullshit game that was garbage, that was download only. They need to have a real Pokemon game, and again, you have all these franchises that are hits. How are you not putting these on the console that is not? I don't get it. But either a spin-off type Pokemon game that's a major game that's disced, you know, that's a AAA game, not these downloadable nonsense crap games. Either mainline or whatever, they need that on there. May never happen. And then I'll talk about, you know, Zelda just briefly, even though it may not be briefly. But I think they'll mention the NX. I don't think they'll talk anything about
it. They won't mention it.
It exists. But I know they said that they won't. I think that they will. That they'll just gloss over it,
well,
not have anything to really say.
Here's what I've got to say on that. They, before that comes out, I think they need to talk about their mobile games first. Second of all,
didn't they say they're not going to talk about that? I'm pretty sure a couple weeks ago they said they're not going to talk about that.
Fine.
Well, here's why I think they're going to talk about NX.
Well,
and I'll just briefly say it because everyone's been talking about that quality crap.
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about. But
well, this will be quick. Everyone keeps talking about the quality of life crap system that they've been working on for God knows how many years. I think they'll come out and say something to where quality of life things still exist, and no, it's not the NX. They're going to mention NX somewhere. I just don't think it's going to be anything relevant.
It's probably going to be in Treehouse.
Possibly.
But anyways, just to finish with my thoughts on this, I think they've announced their membership plan for where you can play games on your phone, you can play games on web.
I don't know if they'll do it then. I think they'll wait. I don't know if they'll do it then. I want them to,
because
I really
want
to know what that's going to be.
You do that before you do NX.
Well, I think that ties completely with when NX is.
I do too, but you announce that before NX. You do. You have to.
Oh yeah, completely. But they've already announced NX. That's the thing. We just don't know anything about it.
So yeah, what else you got?
Well, let me talk about Zelda real quick. Zelda Wii U, we know exists. We know they're not going to say anything about it, and I believe them. And here's why I believe them. Because I think they're doing the same thing they did with Twilight Princess.
That's not disputed.
Well, they're disputing it pretty heavily, but I don't think that's what they're really doing. I think it's going to come out on the NX, and here's what I think should happen. I think if you're going to put it out only on NX, whenever that system comes out, whatever that system is, we're presuming here it's going to be a home console, like the Wii U. It's the next iteration of that. If that's what this NX is, if you're going to put it only out on the Wii U, only out on the NX and not the Wii U at this point, it needs to be a bundled in game, which will guarantee sales, and it's for the normal price of your system. Have it be like Mario World was, you know, it was a bundled in game. Bring back the faith of your fans and say, listen, we used to get Mario games bundled in, you used to get something bundled in, you got Wii Sports, you're going to get this bundled in with it. Now, if they don't do that, and it's still going to come out on NX, and you're going to put it out on Wii U at the same time like you did Twilight Princess, then I can see not bundling it in. But I think they're going to put it on NX. Whether or not they're also going to put it on Wii U, can't say, because I don't know how the game is. We don't know much about it very much at all. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, so basically, I think you could do it on 3DS. You could put a Zelda game out on 3DS. The same Zelda game, in fact.
You think that game's gonna that game could be on 3DS?
Well, I did say that Forza Horizon 2 was going to be free.
You know what? With Forza, I think you've just taken that and you made that normal. When you just said the Zelda that they're making now for the Wii U could be out.
They did
3DS.
It with Smash Brothers.
But Smash Brothers is not.
Yeah, but you're
Zelda. Smash Brothers.
You were
is a
still
fighting
rendering
game.
The same stuff.
They did not render the same stuff.
And with
in,
the 3DS
Smash
processor,
Brothers.
Of course you can.
You absolutely could not. You are this, and I quit.
Third dove.
There is no way that game could be on 3DS.
Well,
no
or at
way.
Least like a miniature version of it.
I think there could be a 3DS Zelda, but that game is nowhere coming.
You know,
to 3DS.
I believe.
If that's what you believe, that's perfectly fine. But I categorically.
Because the thing disagree. Is, you wouldn't have to make the exact same game.
Well, then that's a different game.
Well, I mean, like...
That's like the Dead Rising thing. You say it's Dead Rising, but it's not Dead Rising.
What I'm saying it was on is, the Wii. Is you could still have the very same feel of that game. Like, but I don't think the Wii U version is going to be open world. I don't. I think...
We don't know yet, but that's what we assume.
And you know what they say?
Seen. And that's the problem Nintendo has. Yeah, but that's the problem Nintendo has. They don't talk about anything. So
would you rather them blab about everything?
Well, on a game like Zelda, they need to blab a little bit. They've blabbed almost nothing, and the crap we saw last year wasn't very exciting, I'm sorry. As a Zelda fan, that was not exciting
anyways, to me. Yeah. They blabbed about Skyward Sword, and look where that got them.
Yeah, but that was on the Wii. That's just most garbage.
People don't give Nintendo a lot of credit, but alright.
Garbage.
Anyways, that all you got for Nintendo? Or?
For Nintendo, that's all I got. I got random other stuff for people that
don't okay, what do you got? I don't have anything for third party.
Oh, I do. I got about 5-6 things. I'll try to go quick then. I think we'll have, new info on The Walking Dead game that's not being made by Telltale.
Yeah.
I really think we need to see something. Again, it's probably not going to be at a show, but it'll... the one that's made by, like, I'm assuming it's going to be a first-person
shooter. Oh, you mean the Overkill.
The one that's not the Telltale game. Is
Overkill's
that what it's
called? The Walking
Dead. I forget
what
the name of it. Okay. Yes. Yeah, theirs. Yes. We need some info. It's obviously not going to... I don't think it's going to be at any show, unless it's a better game than we think it is, but... You do?
No, I'm just thinking about Telltale really quick.
Well, we now know that Telltale's not... That's not coming out this year, because they just said it. Speaking of Telltale, I think we'll get a new Telltale franchise
announced.
Not the Marvel one. Nope. Not the Marvel one. I think we'll get a new Telltale franchise.
I disagree,
but
all right.
I hope I hope your disagreement is 100% correct. But for some reason,
let me tell you what
I
think we are getting from Telltale, though. Wolf Among Us Season 2.
Okay.
Because
I hope so.
When they said we won't be announcing anything at E3 regarding to The Walking Dead Season 3, they also said big things, and The sheriff is named Big B. I mean, it could be.
Well, it wasn't
capitalized,
so I don't know about that.
Like we,
Big B, Big was capitalized in that tweet.
I looked
Are
at
you
the
sure?
tweet. And then, secondly, while you're looking that up, The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 6. Like, something like 400 really? Days.
I think that could happen, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be...
Because, here's my reasoning behind that. Because 400 days was a stopgap. I don't think they planned on releasing 400 days. They were like, oh, Season 2 is taking a little bit longer. We need a little bit of time to marinate. So, I feel like it's very much the same situation. I don't think people need to panic, like, oh, Walking Dead Season 3 is not going to happen. I love that. Come out in 2018 if you need to. Come out in 2020 if you need to. Just...
For Walking Dead Season 3, absolutely
not. No, I'm not saying that, but just take your time. Especially...
Yeah, but I think the problem is taking their time is because they...
Oh, hey, Venkman. He's wearing a Venkman shirt. From Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. It's like, it's Venkman in the Batman logo because his name is Venkman.
Yeah. Anyways, what did you thought?
So, kind of things. So, basically, here it is. To re-clarify, no, Walking Dead Season 3 is not starting in 2015, but what I am seeing this week will be, and it's insanely cool. Stay close.
Oh, I thought it said big, like, we're announcing something big at E3.
No. What I'm seeing this week will be, and it's insanely cool. Stay close. News soon. And then I said, that better mean okay. Wolf Among Us Season 2.
God damn it. Yeah, because that's one of the underappreciated gems.
Completely agree. That game was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, with that said, moving on from Telltale, like I said, I hope they don't announce another
franchise.
And
it's their Super Show. Whatever that is.
I think Resident Evil 7 may be mentioned.
Probably not, mentioned. But alright.
Possibly not, based off of what Capcom said recently, is they want to go more digital and definitely want to focus more on remasters.
I think you get RE0 or RE2 before 7.
Oh, completely. I don't think we're gonna get RE2 because you have to completely remake that game, not a remaster. Oh. You have to remake that.
Yeah.
Game. Like 1 went to the remake for GameCube. So I think we will get 0 mentioned. I think we have to based off of the sales of 1. They know we want it now. With that said, though, because they said they want to focus more on remasters. I'm hoping Onimusha is one of the remasters they're working on. All the series. Up until the fourth one, which I wasn't really a big fan of. But, here's why I think it may not happen. Because of Onimusha 3. Which some people hated. I absolutely loved that. That was my favorite one
in the
series. I think
with Onimusha, I think you'd need to announce a sequel, though. Because...
I think it's too far gone to announce a sequel. You kind of you need a remaster to age that first.
How long has it been since the last game of that?
Almost 10 years. That's why I think you need a remaster before you can announce a sequel, because many people don't even know the series exists.
I know I mentioned a lot of remasters, but that if you do a remaster, you better be announcing a sequel or a reboot.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. With Onimusha, I think a sequel announcement will fly over so many people's heads, it won't matter. But with regards to the Onimusha remaster, if you're going to do a series, I don't know if they can, because last time I remember hearing something about the cast of 3 with the actors, they can't do something like that because of the contracts they had. I don't know if that was fixed or if that was something for the time or what, because I have not kept up on it. But I think it was something with Jean Reno and something was wrong with his, or he didn't like the game, he doesn't want anything to do with it anymore, or whatever it was.
All right.
That may be a
what else you got?
That rumored 2K football game I hope gets announced for real. I really hope so. Finally, maybe not at E3, but I think Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes will either be free, either at E3, where they're going to be like, okay, it's free for today or whatever on either Xbox or PlayStation, or, you know, sometime before 5 comes out, it's going to be free on Games with Gold or Plus. either September or August, July, whatever, so they can hype up
right
5. Now, they don't need to do this, because Metal Gear Solid will sell itself, but with the recent backlash of Konami, maybe that might help.
Not likely, but, like, not likely on both fronts that they'll announce that at E3, but because I feel like that's just a thing that you could put on Xbox Wire or PlayStation blog. Because
say it again.
I feel like that's something you could put on the PlayStation blog or...
Oh, completely agree. That's what I mean. I don't know if it's going to happen on E3. I just wanted to get that out there, whether it's something to where it could be free, because it's essentially... It was a $30 or $40...
It's whatever 20 it was, bucks now.
Two-hour demo. Right, but it was when it came out, it was like that much money for a two-hour demo.
Yeah, I was that's very nonsense. Vocal about Ground Zeroes. I rented it from Gamefly and was like, nope.
And people have beat the game in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I beat it in like 2 hours. So I'm not
right. So that I'm sure you scoured. Oh, scoured everything. Nope. On that.
I ran through. That's me running through. Oh wait, no, I beat it in 57 minutes.
Well, okay, so that's what I mean. You spent or people spent $30, $40, whatever it was, on a 2 hour demo.
Because I was like shaking my head. I beat this game in 57 minutes. And it wasn't even like... It was just a level, so...
Right. That's what I mean. So I think you need to give some goodwill back to people about Konami.
You could even re-release that Legacy Collection that came out on PS3 for PS4 and Xbox One.
You could do that. I don't think Konami's going to do that based on what they just recently did.
Mobile game?
But they could... Yeah, but what they could do... That could be a free thing for gold or plus, but I think Ground Zeroes would be better because, like I said, it was such a slap in the face to a lot of people. From what I remember hearing people talk about, because I'm not a big Metal Gear fan, believe me, I'm not. But I remember I've seen a lot of people complaining about.
I know we're going to hear a lot of Metal Gear this year. Don't fear.
Yeah, but I think that could happen. And to be honest, it's not really something Konami has to actively do, as far as I know. I mean, Microsoft is starting to pay for that. So, if Konami wants some money.
That pretty much wraps us up. I think, right? Yeah.
I
don't pay much attention to third party because they don't stream that stuff, which is stupid. I do think we'll see a lot on the show floor, though. Because Xbox is doing a walk-around of all the Xbox games, PlayStation's doing a walk-around of their games, Nintendo's doing a walk-around of their games, and then there's going to be a PC gaming show. I don't think there's going to be a lot there. There's not going to be announcements, I don't think. We covered Square Enix. We've covered everything. So... I know we haven't done a 2.5 hour podcast in a while. Well, actually, it's been like at least a month. We'll probably do another podcast sometime soon, but that is the Bladed Tech Show E3 predictions. I don't even know what number this is. 7 million.
7 million.
Hashtag, what did we say? Stormtroopers? No. Sparse Spartans.
Sparse Spartans?
That was Sparse Spartans cast. So we are out. This has been the Bladed Tech Show. I'm super rusty at my hosting duties, so I'm sorry I didn't talk more. But that's it. You can find Heezy at Zombie Heezy, I think. Or just Heezy.
Zombie Heezy on Xbox Live. Heezy on YouTube.
Everywhere.
Heezy on Twitch. Heezy on Twitter.
Heezy has been doing a lot on the Twitch side. He's been streaming a lot.
I've been streaming. I put a lot of YouTube videos out. You can watch them.
You can watch Wolfenstein Old Blood in a playlist. I saw a lot of those tweets. I ignored them because I was at work, but you can watch them all.
I'm doing yep. Citizens of Earth, which I think is a fun little RPG.
I saw that. We talked about it, even. Which I yep. still haven't bought it, but I'm probably... Because I looked at it, and it was like $20, and I'm like, ooh. Oh,
it's only 15.
Even then, it's like,
I mean, hey, listen, if you love Earthbound, it's a yeah, nice little quirky Earthbound.
Anyways, you can find me at Bladed Tech pretty much everywhere, except for Twitter and Instagram, where I am, at Austin Belzer. And that is our show. Subscribe, like, comment, you know all that stuff. You know the shindig. Next week, we're going to be talking about Mad Max and news and stuff. Bye-bye.
Bye.